Not sold in stores anywhere. They can install or you can install it yourself. Call now, 303-675-7350. That's 303-675-7350. Leaf Defier of Colorado.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken.
And you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton, Denver.
Again, the president takes aim at terrorists.
I mean, they really are evil people.
A suspect in the baseline killer spree.
We do have definitive forensic evidence.
No runs, no hits. Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup.
One of the hardest parts of my job is to connect Iraq to the war on terror.
President Bush in yesterday's one-on-one with correspondent Katie Couric. Terrorism has been the focus of much of the president's attention this week, and it will be again today. We're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, Nick, the president will use an Atlanta speech to outline steps taken to close security gaps. Experts, of course, still see serious airline and port security problems. In that exclusive interview, CBS's Katie Couric asked the president about his concerns.
When you think about the threats out there, what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is somebody will come and slip in this country and kill Americans, and I can't tell you how. Obviously, there would be the spectacular. That would be the use of some kind of biological weapon or weapon of mass destruction.
The president will also keep a close eye on Capitol Hill today, where CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports some top Republicans have questions about one of his key anti-terror proposals.
A House committee has hearings this morning on the law President Bush wants to resume military tribunals for terror suspects, though Republican Senator John McCain says there are still differences that he and others have, especially about secret evidence. Unlike Mr. Bush, he wants those accused to be able to see all the evidence against them.
It's important that we stand by 200 years of legal precedent.
McCain and several other Republican senators also want to bar testimony that has been gained through torture.
Well, the International Red Cross says it's pleased with the president's decision to move top terrorism suspects to Guantanamo. Anatella Malperi says representatives will be visiting the new prisoners soon.
We will discuss with them any problems they may want to discuss with us.
There is a CBS News New York Times poll out on how secure Americans are feeling. Here's correspondent Kemi McCormick.
The poll finds most Americans believe the terror threat has either increased or stayed the same since the 9/11 attacks. 25% of Americans are flying less. Others say they are still nervous or edgy.
I'm more aware of the other passengers when I'm in an airplane.
While a majority think the war on terror is going well, they're divided over whether the U.S. government is prepared to handle another attack. Still fewer Americans think about the 9/11 attacks daily.
I won't allow it to affect me anymore.
Kemi McCormick, CBS News, New York.
A patient who needs certain types of drugs have their fingers crossed over a new Drug Enforcement Administration proposal. Live to correspondent Jim Shanavy on the CBS Health Watch.
Doctors are allowed to prescribe 90-day supplies of most controlled drugs, but not some of the more commonly abused medications, such as OxyContin, codeine, and Ritalin. Those are limited to 30-day supplies and mandatory doctor visits for renewing that prescription. It's a hassle for patients, and many who can't afford the frequent doctor visits go untreated. But the DEA is now proposing a new set of rules that would allow some 90-day prescriptions of these drugs. And Nick, the AMA supports the proposal.
The House is set today to vote on an issue it thought it had settled, stopping the slaughter of horses for their meat. Last year, lawmakers voted to halt the practice, but they didn't ban it. Well, that's what they'll decide today. Most of the horse meat in America goes to Europe and Asia for human consumption. How many states make the grade when it comes to college affordability? Live to CBS's Chris Mavridis. Chris, pass or fail?
Nick, 43 states flunked when it came to making higher education affordable. That's up from 36 just 2 years ago. And critics say you don't need a college math degree to know that's not good. The National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education handed out the grades, giving the others D's except for Utah and California, which each squeezed out a C. And Nick, the report says even after financial aid, the cost of tuition, room, and board can eat up as much as 45% of an average family's annual income.
Have Phoenix police nabbed the baseline killer? He's the man suspected of murdering at least 8 people and sexually assaulting 11 women and girls. Police Sergeant Andy Hill.
We do have definitive forensic evidence to tie this suspect to that particular case, which is one of the 23 incidents that we have been investigating in the baseline killer case.
Now, Hill says the suspect, who has a criminal record, was picked up after a traffic stop yesterday. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The list of names in a forgery and fraud bust in Fort Collins includes 3 Colorado State football players.
Doke O'Brien, Abada, Callie Chelbon, Micah Cruz, Daniel Foster, Preston Garcia, Robert Herbert, and Tramel McGill.
McGill is a former Ram and was suspended by his new school, Arizona Western College, yesterday. Three others named are former player and two current CSU students. Larimer County DA Larry Abramson says there may be more arrests. All three current players have been suspended. Admitted polygamist Warren Jeffs didn't have any supporters in the courtroom yesterday to face charges of rape as an accomplice.
It was pretty quick. The whole thing lasted about 6 minutes. We were looking at Mr. Jeffs on a television monitor in the center of the courtroom, and it was, you know, fairly businesslike and over really fast.
Reporter Jennifer Dobner describing the 50-year-old's first appearance in a Utah courtroom. Jeffs was on the lam for 2 years and won't get a bail hearing for another 2 weeks. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Quite a few headlights on the roadways heading through the Tech Center into downtown along I-25. CDOT was wrapping up some work along the southbound side, so you might still see some crews out near University of Arapahoe Broadway. Elsewhere, no delays or wrecks. Boulder Turnpike looks good, as does C-470 and 6th Avenue out of Lakewood. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather outlook.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Go.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood Files, September 7th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be bad.
Ten minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, 77, partly sunny, but we do have thunderstorms in the forecast. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And got the new Bob Dylan album, which is Bob Dylan's first number one CD in more than, what, like 30 years, I think? And we've got it. And we're going to play some cuts from it as the morning rolls on. Are we not, Mr. Turk? Here we are. John has promised to put some cuts from the new Bob Dylan on. So if you haven't got the new Bob Dylan, you can kind of get a taste of what it's like. 303-713-7600 coming up this morning at 7:30. We're going to talk to David Brock, President and CEO of Media Matters for America. This is on this whole ABC Foxumentary or mockumentary or I don't know what you want to call this, in which already three Clinton administration officials have urged Disney to either cancel or rewrite the thing, plus they're planning on taking the misinformation from this documentary, and they're planning on teaching it in schools through Scholastic books. And we'll get more into that in the 7 o'clock hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is something that I don't know about you, but it's something that I just can't let go of. And I noticed yesterday that the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Party, had gotten in on this by sending around emails to people that were on their mailing list asking that they write letters to Bob Iger, the CEO, of ABC, of the Disney company, and ask them to do something about, this 9/11 thing that they're going to start running on Sunday. ABC, for the first time, is saying that changes could be coming in this, so we just have to keep on the pressure campaign to get them to change this, and we'll go more into this with David Brock and talk more about taking misinformation about 9/11, misinformation about Iraq, and misinformation about the quote-unquote war on terror as well as Afghanistan and sticking it in your kids' classrooms, which worries me even more than having it on television. So we'll talk about that between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. You know what? I want to ask a question nobody wants to ask. I do at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6. I want to ask this question. Only John Turk and I have asked each other this question. Maybe none of you feel this way, but I find myself feeling this way a lot. The five-year anniversary to 9/11 is coming up. We're going to have a special program prepared for the anniversary of 9/11. We've got some outstanding guests booked to be on this program, including a man who knows everything about Bin Laden, and that's our old buddy Dr. Michael Schroyer will be here. Worked for the CIA for 18 years chasing this guy. Knows a lot about him. So I said yesterday, question you got to raise, where is Bin Laden and why don't we have him? And there's an ongoing story about Pakistan and the tribal leaders in the Waziristan area and the fact that Pakistan's not going to arrest anybody if they behave themselves, and does this go for Bin Laden? And the ambassador to Pakistan said yesterday on the Situation Room that no, it does not go for Bin Laden, that anybody who's accused of terrorism will be arrested by Pakistan. And so this debate goes on and on and goes back and forth and back and forth. But every single radio station, every single broadcast entity, every single print media, every single, I mean, everybody who's anybody who deals with the public in any way, shape, or form, and I guess I could boil that down by saying broadcast, TV, print, is going to do something about 9/11. And we're going to mourn the loss of people on 9/11. There's no question. And I think all of us can remember where we were when we found out about 9/11. We're also going to try to take some critical looks at what's been done since 9/11 and some critical looks at what happened possibly before 9/11. And that's something that I think a lot of the radio and television stations and a lot of the print media, they won't do that. But I offhandedly said to John Turk, and he laughed and agreed with me, and I not only have this over 9/11, but I also have it over, I feel this way sometimes on a lot of holidays, a lot of commemorative days, but I particularly feel this way over 9/11. Then what I'd really like to do is I'd like to just stay in bed the whole day and hide. That I don't want to face the whole World Trade Center disaster, the whole thing that went on at the Pentagon, the whole thing that went on in Pennsylvania. And I wonder if I'm the only person who feels this way. And I also wonder where you're going to go to get your primary coverage and how much time you want to spend memorializing and looking back on what happened on 9/11, or how much time you want to spend asking questions about what went on 9/11. So I got those three really not very complicated questions here this morning, although I have a tendency to drag them out and make them complicated. One, do you ever get the feeling that you just want to stand near your bed until the day goes away? Two, how much coverage of 9/11 do you want? Did I rephrase the question already? Did I kind of rephrase it? I guess what I'm asking you is, I mean, what kind of coverage of 9/11 do you want? Do you want to look back? Do you want to look to see what has been done since? Where the United States stands now, 5 years after, what lessons we've learned or haven't learned? And where are you going to go to get the majority of your 9/11 coverage? Now, I would be flattered beyond disbelief if you called me up at 303-713-7600 and said, well, Jay, I'm leaving it on AM 760 all day and all night. I'd be flattered beyond belief, but I know that a lot of you will go somewhere else, too. I mean, hopefully you'll be with us on Monday morning. Hopefully you'll listen to us throughout the day. But you'll go somewhere else. I mean, you'll turn on one of the cable networks. You'll look at one of the broadcast networks. And I'm just wondering where you're going to go to get information on 9/11, or maybe you haven't even thought about where you're going to go. Maybe this is a question I should ask next Tuesday, after it's already happened, and then you can say, well, Jay, this is what I ended up doing. So I want to know how much memorializing you want, how much critical examination you want, how much patriotism you think ought to be injected into this, and also, where are you going to go to get your stuff? Where are you going to go to get your coverage? All right, it's 6:18, 18 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I got four open lines, and let's get together here as the sun starts to crawl its way into the sky.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation. customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
All types of contractors' equipment. This is from Boulder Valley Crane Service, proudly serving the community for 10 years. That's Boulder Valley Crane Service. They care about the people and children of our community.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM 760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 6, good morning. High today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms. All right, does anybody feel like hiding on Monday, 9-11? And also, where are you going to get your information from about 9-11 and just your general feelings about what direction you'd like the coverage to take? More reflective or more investigative? And let's go to Sandy in Thornton. Sandy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'll tell you what, I am not going to hide. However, I did feel that way when Sandra Day O'Connor said that we need to keep an eye on the executive branch and that she was nervous that we were moving towards a dictatorship. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I do remember it, sure.
That's when I wanted to crawl into the bed and just stay there. I cried and cried. But ever since then, I've been determined to fight and to stand up. So, no, I'm not going to hide. I'll be listening to AM 760. I'll probably check out NPR, BBC, and if I can do it, Charlie Rose. Those are my favorite sources.
Okay, do you want more reflective coverage, or do you want more investigative coverage? For instance, do you want more of where are we now and what have we learned 5 years afterwards, or do you want more of a look back over what happened 5 years ago?
Well, we've looked back quite a bit, so I want some more investigation. On a day like that, however, I could see doing some reflective stuff. So reliving it, you know, up to a point I think would be appropriate because of the day. However, we're to a point where we need to not only investigate and make sure the truth is out there, and especially in the face of this new movie, The Path to 911, but we also need to figure out where are we going, what are we going to do next, how can we create a safer world where we're not attacking brown people, where we're not antagonizing everybody else. So that's what I would want.
All right, fair enough. Sandy, thank you. Appreciate you getting up this morning and being part of the show.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Bob in Arvada. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. I thought you were talking about me when you left Bob there with Bob Dylan's album there.
No, that's not Bob Dylan.
Hey, I'm going to look about it also for more investigative coverage. I think we have looked back quite a bit, and I think people are wanting to, at this point, to say, where's the accountability? It's not enough to say they hate us for our freedoms. It's enough to say, you know, where did they get so desperate that they had to try something like this? You know, what are we doing about these madrasas, schools of hatred? What are we doing to address some of the sources of this conflict instead of treating all the symptoms all the time?
Well, I made the comment on the air some months ago. I still stick to it. I think the majority of Americans are not concerned with what the rest of the world thinks about us. I think this administration is not concerned with what the Arab world thinks about us, what the people in the Middle East think about us. I think we're too inwardly focused on what we think about us, and I don't think we care what they think. And I certainly know that the conservative elements of this society, those sitting on the right, certainly don't care, because I've heard them voice it before. And if you look at it, if, you know, a war is just more than firing weapons. A war is also a struggle for people's hearts and minds, and we're flat out losing that war.
Well, I think I want to disagree with you on this one about we don't care what other people think. I would agree that maybe the conservatives feel that way, but I think that you're coming up with one of the reasons that people are concerned about a need for change in direction is one of the many quoted reasons all the time is that they're concerned that people don't think highly of America anymore, that we've lost our standing in the world, and that people we used to be known for being the good guys, and now we're not. And I think that is resonating among people. They are starting to realize, hey, you know, we're not the good guys anymore to the rest of the world. I wonder why.
I think if you probe that, though, a little bit deeper, I think what you'd find is that might be on the list, but it would be towards the bottom. The number one list would be the number one list would be conduct of the war. The number two question would be loss of American life. Or our answer, rather, and the number three answer would be amount of money being spent.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm just saying that the main thing that I'm concerned about is that we're fighting this so-called war on terror with our hands tied behind our back because we're not really looking at the root causes of what's generating all these terrorist attacks. What we're doing is just dealing with them as, you know, with the military response only. There's so many other quitters in that, you know, there's so many other tools in the tool chest to use when you're fighting a war. I mean, there's psychological stuff, there's cultural stuff, there's all kinds of stuff, and we're not doing half of that thing.
I agree. Well, you know what, how about sitting down and trying to understand what motivates these people? Let's, you know, and what it is that they ultimately want, and then trying to figure out how to make ourselves more attractive to the pool of recruits that they would use and that they would pull from. Bob, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a good morning.
You too, bye.
All right. Let's go to Larry in Denver. Larry, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Larry. How are you doing this morning?
Doing okay. I thank Bob for his comments. Those were good comments, good thoughts. And I thank you for playing Bob Dylan.
Oh, you got it, man. We're going to play it all morning.
That's great. But in response to your question about Monday, I'm approaching this assembly I approach every December 22nd, I'm old enough to remember JFK's death, and my response to that as a young person in junior high, and I'm also old enough to have processed a lot of that and looked at it with a critical eye, and I think what bothers me the most about mainstream media is the inability to apply a critical analysis to the issues and to the events. And I'm old enough and smart enough now to have reached my own conclusions of some degree of governmental complicity in both of those events. And so when I want to hide, it's because I want to hide from the anger that I feel towards my own government at complicity in such tragedies. I'm not denying that it occurred and that it was an event that came to us, but there's a certain degree of complicity that's been raised. And I know, I think you have a different position on that than I do. But
yeah, you know I do. Because with me, it's a real sticking point in my craw that I can't get out and that I want so desperately. One of the guests that we're trying to get on for Monday, uh-huh. no guarantee we can get him, okay? Because everybody wants him, but we're trying, is Richard Benveniste, who is the 9/11 commissioner, who you may barely remember, went the rounds with Secretary Rice over the public presidential daily briefing memo, where she kept saying it was historical, that it contained no warning. He kept saying, well, we need to declassify it so the public can decide for themselves. The memo is now declassified. You can go look at it online. Uh-huh. And what I'd really like to ask him is, I'd like to ask him, look, do you think that George W. Bush was there in Crawford, 2001, was told over and over again by the CIA that bin Laden was determined to attack, and that he just wrote it off and fell asleep at the switch, like he did with Katrina, like he did with numerous other events that we've had. I mean, you're right. On that part, you and I, you know where I'm coming from on this. Right. I hold the administration from everybody from John Ashcroft, who didn't want to hear about Al-Qaeda, to Bush with the briefing. Yeah, I hold them personally responsible, and I think they've been allowed to get off.
Well, I think there's lots of critical questions that still are left out there that we need to analyze and pursue, and certainly I need to subject my own perspective to that critical analysis as well. But I think the mainstream media is incapable of doing that, and I think your show does and will do that, and I appreciate that.
And well, we'll certainly try.
Other places, maybe Democracy Now, but
it's a severe issue, and we all have to face it. And I thank you for taking the courage to do what you're going to do.
All right, pal. Thank you for calling, and have a good day. All right.
Thanks, Jay. You too.
You bet. All right. One line open at 303-713-7600-632-28 before 7. Yes. Yes. Are you there?
Hello.
Are you hiding, Gina Michaels?
Were you talking to me?
Of course. So, do you feel like hiding on Monday?
On Monday? Well, sure, of course.
Yeah. It's going to be painful to look at all that footage. I'm going to try not to look at it.
Okay.
Think that's wrong on my part, not wanting to look at it?
No, not at all.
I want to know where we're going from here. I don't want to know where we've been. I'm not so sure you need to know where we've been to understand where we're going.
It's okay to protect yourself.
Okay, so I can have an emotional day off.
Absolutely.
Which I won't get. Speaking of emotions have a tendency to run high in traffic, but hopefully things are running a little easy. What's going on out there?
Well, we're much heavier now, I-70 at Quebec and near Pecos. We have a stall block in the right lane on the westbound side between I-25 and Pecos, so just watch out through there. Busy I-25, just the normal delays through the tech center and out of Thornton. If you are down in the Springs, though, we've got a major problem. Southbound 25 closed at North Academy. We had two separate crashes in that area. You are getting by in the far right lane, but it's definitely causing a major traffic jam in that area. Partly
you asked for it. Now you're getting it. A third show has been added. Comedy Central Live presents Carlos Mencia, The Punisher Tour. Carlos Mencia.
My brother, I am so proud of you. The Winter Olympics? We've sent two black people to the Winter Olympics. Only two. And both of those brothers came back with gold. That's right. I said it. When we send black people to places where they have bling, they come back with it.
Tickets for show number 3 on September 14th are on sale now and going fast at all Ticketmaster locations. The Fuel Theater box office. Online at Ticketmaster.com. Or charge by phone at 303-830-DIXS. Carlos Mencia. The Punisher Tour. Show number 3 now added for September 14th.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Taking the Purina One 30-Day Challenge, call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Get a free, it's free now, 4-pound coupon bag. It's a free coupon for a 4-pound bag, a Purina One that's right for your puppy, senior or adult dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Time.
Good morning. 6:37. 37 minutes past the hour. Little Bob Dylan. From his brand new CD, Modern Times.
Spirit on the water. Darkness on the face of the deep.
Good stuff.
Baby, and I can't hardly sleep.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We're talking about what you want to see done on 9/11, how you want to commemorate it. Let me go to Dave in Denver. Dave, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Dave.
Well, I guess I was listening to some earlier callers, and, you know, I don't plan on watching extensive coverage of this. I think we all know what's happened. I want to know, you know, I'd like to see some more truth. What I want to say is my wife is flying into LaGuardia in mid-morning on Monday. And we also have done some foreign travel since 9/11. And talking back, reaching back to your a couple of callers ago, I think if people were to travel, people who travel in other nations would quickly find out that people don't hate America, that they truly understand that there is a difference between the American people and the American government. And we were very surprised to find that other countries are split down the middle just as evenly as we are. It's you know, a very close call as to, you know, which side you're on. But I guess my credo after 9/11 has been that I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'm not afraid. I'm going anywhere I want to, and that's the way it is. Anytime I feel like I'm being hindered, my travel or my freedoms are being hindered, I think, you know, Osama's winning here, or these guys are getting what they want, and I just ignore it and move on.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much right about that. I mean, what Osama and what they want to do is they want to scare the hell out of us, and they're getting some help. They're getting some help from people running political campaigns, but that's what they want to do. You're right. So if you give in to that fear, they win.
I would like, if there's somebody out there who publishes bumper stickers, I'd like to see before the election a simple bumper sticker, "I'm not afraid." And I think that says a lot right there.
And I'm not afraid. Yeah, I think it does too.
Yeah.
I think it really does. Great call, Dave. Thanks a lot, man.
See you later.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Well, if I didn't know better, I think that you're trying to upset me at 6:30 in the morning, but I doubt that you would do that intentionally. First thing, as far as the coverage goes, if they're going to do anything, I think it should be informative, not reflective. But it's, you know, at this point, it's like when they show coverage of Pearl Harbor. It's in the past. Let's move on. The thing that upset me that you said this morning is that it seemed like you were placing sole responsibility for 9/11 on the shoulders of the Bush administration. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know. Have you ever heard of a show called Final Report? I think it's on National Geographic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've watched two of them recently, and I don't know if it was the 9/11 Commission Final Report or if it was the one on Osama bin Laden. But they said that, well, first of all, the Clinton administration had a chance to go after and kill him, but they didn't. They didn't because we were selling F-16s to Saudi Arabia, and they didn't want to ruin the deal with the guy we were selling them to by killing his son.
That's not totally correct.
That is true.
Well, you know what? Excuse me. I can point to an example, and I can prove my point that it's not totally correct.
Okay.
Bill Clinton fired missiles at Osama bin Laden into Afghanistan, and when he did that, prominent conservatives came out and charged him with wagging the tail of the dog to try to divert attention from Monica Lewinsky.
Okay.
Now, do you remember that?
Yep.
Okay, so he did try to get him. Did he get him? No.
Are you talking about when he was shooting at Aspen factories? Is that what you're talking about?
No. I'm talking about when he shot at what he believed and what we thought at that time were bin Laden's encampments.
Okay. Well,
and that's you can go look that up. Okay. Bush 1 also had a chance to get him and didn't do it.
Okay. Well, Clinton, I watched the guys that were there targeting Clinton, or not Clinton, targeting Osama. They were on the show and they said that we had them painted with whatever they paint them, the laser or whatever, and the administration decided not to go after him because he was with the Sheikh or Shah or whatever he is, his son. And they didn't want to do it because they didn't want to ruin the deal for the F-16s.
Well, that part may definitely be true. But my argument about putting the responsibility for 9/11 on George W. Bush just stems from a very simple one. It has nothing to do with George Bush's father's role. It has nothing to do with Bill Clinton's role. What it has to do with the fact is that the CIA, and it's well documented, sent a briefer to Crawford, Texas, when Mr. Bush was down there on vacation clearing brush, and told him that bin Laden was determined to attack in the United States. And this administration, the president, the vice president, on down, basically ignored that warning. And furthermore, along with ignoring that warning, also on record is John Ashcroft in front of the 9/11 Commission, testimony about John Ashcroft, who was then the Attorney General, that John Ashcroft didn't want to hear about Osama bin Laden. That nobody in the Justice Department wanted to hear about Osama bin Laden. Now, if you knew something was coming, and if you knew something was going to happen, wouldn't you do your best to try to prevent it?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. When was the first bombing of the World Trade Centers?
It was under Bill Clinton's watch.
Okay.
And those people were arrested. They're in jail.
From that point on, we knew that Al-Qaeda wanted to attack within the United States. We knew that Osama bin Laden was the leader of Al-Qaeda. So at that point, if you have any chance to take the leader out, don't you do it? Regardless of who else you take out?
You do it if you can. You do it if you can. Like, and Clinton did try to try. Don't say he didn't when the record indicates that he did. And the fact is that you guys on the conservative side, which is where I assume you are, stood up and started yelling, oh, he's wagging the tail of the dog because he wants to get our minds off Monica Lewinsky. And the fact is that the public briefing memo, which your president and my president and our president saw and blew off and did nothing about, and that this administration did nothing about, okay, that's one failure to do anything. And the second failure to do anything is that we're now sitting on the cusp of the five-year anniversary of this, and bin Laden is still roaming around. And the administration only talks about bin Laden when it's politically expedient for them. Otherwise, they keep quiet about it.
Okay,
do you deny that?
No, I'm not going to deny that.
So
I've told you before that I'm not completely happy with Bush. I'm just saying that I'm saying that the responsibility doesn't solely lie on his shoulders.
The responsibility for 9/11 does rely on his shoulders because he was in the White House, because he was in charge of the United States government, because he was warned, and he didn't do anything about it. The same thing as he didn't do anything about Katrina.
Okay,
he fell asleep at the switch.
I'm saying that Clinton was warned. Clinton had the opportunity.
Clinton did try to do something about it.
If you have him painted to kill him and you decide not to pull the switch because you're worried about selling F-16s, I don't care who you are.
But at least he made an attempt to kill him. Bush did. You know what? We can argue about Clinton and we can argue about Bush, but the fact is, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, when the World Trade Center was hit, when the towers were hit, who was the president of the United States?
George Bush.
Whose responsibility was it?
I would say it's more than one person's
responsibility. Okay. See, you know what? And you can do that. You have a right to it, and you have a right to your opinion. But once again, I'm one of these people that I don't play the shift to blame. The person, if we're a Democratic president, I'd make the same statement. The person sitting there who's in control of the government at that time, who is pre-warned that something is going to come down, it is their responsibility to do something about it. And you know what? To back up my arguments, and I don't have time to play them now, I've got on audio. Benveniste's run-in with Condoleezza Rice over that memo, and I've also got the testimony of a Justice Department official talking about how Ashcroft didn't want to hear about bin Laden. The responsibility lies in the person who's driving the car, not the person who just stepped out of the automobile. And any way you want to slice it, man, that's how I see it. So you and I are just going to have to disagree.
But if you jump out of the automobile before it goes off the cliff, you're partly responsible, too.
No, I'm sorry. I don't see it as being that way. Thank you for the call, though. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right. Let's go to, I got to take a break, and then we'll take more calls. 6:47. It's 47 minutes before the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Watch out now along westbound I-70. It's not a big problem, but we had a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane between I-25 and Pecos. Otherwise, you drive along I-70, not bad this morning. I-270 picking up through Commerce City, just heavy conditions, normal for this time. Also keep in mind, for your Colorado Springs Drive, southbound lanes of I-25 continue to be closed due to a couple of separate crashes at North Academy. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 79. Right now it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At your Dodge dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now get their best offer yet.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant.
taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Along the Front Range, why go to Rocky's Autos? Because Rocky's is Colorado's number one volume dealer. How'd they get that way? Well, they get that way a couple of ways. One, they have a huge, mass, diverse selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 vehicles sitting there on the lot. They got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Plus, they've got numerous ways to pay for them. And on top of that, they've got great people working there, like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Jim Monroe, and Spanky Herrera, and Gerard Menard, and the list just goes on and on. Johnny Mays, Fred Labrato, Colby, Isaac, Ziggy, all the folks who work out there work very, 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 very hard, over 100 employees, to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. And don't forget, too, they have their matching down incentive going on, up to $1,500. So if you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and that's $3,000 towards your next automobile. Rocky's Autos, they're passionate about what they do. They're thorough, and you know what? They treat you the way you should be treated, whether you buy a car from them or you don't buy a car from them. We send our friends to them. We send our family to them. Rocky's Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com or go by and see them. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
The award-winning creators of The West Wing have gone Hollywood. Coming Mondays to NBC, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Critics are calling it one of the top 10 must-see shows this fall.
We're going to dress, talk, and behave professionally.
You are an adolescent, oversexed whoremonger.
And all that will begin in just a few minutes.
With an amazing cast, Matthew Perry, Bradley Whitford, and Amanda Peet.
You don't know it yet, but I'm going to be your dream come true.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Mondays at 10, 9 Central on NBC.
Academy Award winner Kim Basinger.
Some might say I fell from grace. I didn't fall. I dove.
A Lifetime original movie event.
And Brother Thomas, I take my final vows in a few months.
Can a woman searching for herself...
I'm married. I'm falling in love with you.
...resist the man who can show her the way?
If we do this, we'll be damned and saved.
The Mermaid Chair, based on the best-selling novel. A Lifetime original movie event. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 Central with Encore Sunday and Monday.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:52, 52 minutes past the hour. Playing cuts from the brand new Bob Dylan CD. His first number one CD in 30 years.
I'm rolling and tumbling, riding on and on.
Go get him, Bob. The Modern Times CD makes me want to run away to Wendover, Nevada. Go live in a trailer. Drink whiskey every day and gamble every night. High today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms. How do you want your 9/11 coverage? That's basically what we're talking about. Is there anybody else out there who feels like I do that I would just like to hide that day? Let's go to Mike in Boulder. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, I'll tell you, I would love to see some real investigative coverage because I think it was an inside job.
Oh, God. No, you know what? I'm not going to dishonor people who died in those planes by getting into conspiracy theories. Sorry.
I think you might.
No, I'm not going to. No, no, I'm not.
Might be
I'm not. I'm not. So don't call me with those because I'm just not going to entertain them. There's just no way. Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I had a couple things to say. First of all, I think I'll probably be listening to music that day. No offense. I just kind of like to just not deal with that on that day. I wanted to respond to one of the callers you had previously. You know, there's blame to go around for everyone, I'm sure, for what happened at 9/11. But the degree of blame, there's no comparison. I mean, number one, you have 57 warnings to someone who ignores them all before the fact. After the fact, we are still, 5 years later, haven't caught the people responsible for this because we were off doing something else. So as long as they're a threat to our country, it's the Bush administration's. They can take responsibility for that, too. The third thing is that it's pretty desperate, I feel, to have to go back 6 years to blame someone for something when the Republican Party has had complete control of the entire government. So if anything hasn't been done, you can look right squarely at them. And for them to have to go back that far to blame someone else, I think that's pretty desperate.
Well, that's how they are, and that's one of the things that this documentary, this, which we're going to talk about next hour, this whole docudrama does, is it tries to put the onus on the Clinton administration. It has some scenes in there that never actually happened, but there are going to be people who are going to watch that, and they're going to walk away and believe that it did. And I think it's pretty desperate, too, to have to go back and to try to put it on Bill Clinton or put it on the first Bush, when in reality, we knew who was sitting in the seat, we knew who was reading up, you know, My Pet Goat, and we knew what the story was, and we knew who was warned. And furthermore, here we are 5 years later, and most of what was put in that 9/11 commission report, which the administration fought tooth and nail to establish that commission and didn't want it, they've ignored the majority of it. None of it has been put into place.
That's right. And, you know, they love to take the praise for whatever little bit they have to get praise for. They never want to take responsibility for anything. That's been a hallmark of this administration.
Now, I don't understand why the American people let them get away with it. I mean, obviously the polls show that the American people are waking up, but they're really, really twisting this. They're really, really, really out there jutting their chin outs about this. And they're always into this thing about Bill Clinton. They're always into this thing about, you know, Slick Willie and whatever. But you know, if I'm running a company and I turn that company over to you and I leave, then it's up to you. Even if I leave you with past mistakes, it's up to you to come in and it's up to you to rectify them and fix them. And it's just well documented. It's well on the record that people warned the administration that Bin Laden was going to do this, and they did nothing about it.
That's true.
And I don't understand how anybody on the right really logically, or anybody anywhere, can really logically make a case that it was any other way, and why it is that as a public we don't want to face this, and why there has been, I mean, it's the worst domestic attack on this country's soil since Pearl Harbor. Can we count anybody who's been held responsible for this?
No, and they won't take responsibility. But I think that's why this upcoming election is so important. There will be no investigations of anything unless we get a change in Congress. And I think for the future, we need to know as a nation all the screw-ups that happened this time. So hopefully they won't happen again. I think that's crucial. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. We really have got to flex our muscle in the November, and that's one of the reasons why this morning I gave Ed Perlmutter and also Jay Fawcett some more money.
Yep.
Thank you, Elaine. I appreciate the call. Thank you for being on
the
show.
Thank you. Sure.
Okay. All right. You know, it just amazes me that, and maybe I in this first hour I didn't ask the right question. Maybe the question I should have asked was, how is it that we could have this big of a tragedy happen in this country, and literally no one. Has faced any consequences whatsoever. There's been no consequences. All right, more on this ABC alleged docudrama. Now they're going to start taking stuff from this docudrama, and they're going to start teaching it in schools. So we'll not only talk about 9/11, but we'll also talk about this docudrama, and then we'll talk to David Brock, head of Media Matters for America, more about this. This is stuff they're going to take, and they're going to teach this to your kids in school. I'll tell you more about it next hour.
Scott J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-837-7754.
This works. Call the number.
800-837-7754. 800-837-7754.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKCN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. President Bush is about an hour away from delivering his fourth speech on terrorism this week. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what's today's topic?
Well, first, Frank, the president's on his way to Atlanta right now. The White House calls it a progress report since 9/11. He'll outline efforts to close security gaps. Security experts have warned of lingering problems in airliner cargo holds and at the nation's ports. The speech is part of a stepped-up campaign to seize momentum on vital midterm election themes. Now, as the president told CBS's Katie Couric, one of the hardest parts of his job is connecting Iraq to the war on terror. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
On Capitol Hill, CBS's Bob Fuss tells us Congress is set to tackle a proposal to put terror suspects on trial.
The House committee has hearings this morning on the law President Bush wants to resume military tribunals for terror suspects, though Republican Senator John McCain says there are still differences that he and others have, especially about secret evidence. Unlike Mr. Bush, he wants those accused to be able to see all the evidence against them.
I think it's important that we stand by 200 years of legal precedent.
McCain and several other Republican senators also want to bar testimony that has been gained through torture. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Overseas, in a ceremony about an hour ago, coalition forces handed control of Iraq's army to the new government in Baghdad. American military officials see the handover as a key step toward the eventual withdrawal of U.S. troops, but it's not clear when the Iraqi army will be capable of standing on its own. Two more American soldiers have been killed in combat. The Iraqi government says it's executed 27 murderers and rapists. Here at home, Phoenix police are holding a suspect in one of the more than 20 attacks by the Baseline Killer, Sergeant Andy Hill.
That suspect is being charged in only one case, and it's very important that we make that very clear to the public out there. We still consider all those other cases open at this point.
The Baseline Killer has been linked to at least 8 homicides and 11 assaults on women and girls. In Los Angeles.
Paris, how are you feeling, Paris?
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Paris Hilton may have crossed the line between famous and infamous. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us why the police arrested her a few hours ago.
The incident took place just after midnight. Paris Hilton was stopped after police said she was driving erratically. A breathalyzer test was performed at the scene. Hilton failed the test and was booked for driving under the influence. Her spokesman says Hilton had just one drink, a margarita, late last night, but adds that Hilton did not have a thing to eat all day.
Tropical storm Florence is still well out to sea, but big enough to cause high surf and rip currents along the East Coast by early next week. In Washington, 4-month-old twin boys from Wisconsin who were joined at the lower back are doing well after separation surgery. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 4. This is CBS News.
I work all day, Dr. Phil. I guess I'm sort of a homebody, so I feel like it's really never going to happen for me.
Look, love is not like the pizza man. Hi, I'm going door to door looking for a life partner. Not going to happen.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
So what do your Discover business card purchase checks do down here in your desk drawer?
Basically, show up your other checks. Your checking account checks don't earn rewards, but when you pay vendors with fee-free purchase checks, you earn cash back bonus on business purchases. Plus, you get the same payment grace period as your card. Maybe your purchase checks deserve a drawer of their own.
It's time to take control with the new Discover Business Card. Visit discoverbiz.com/itworks or call 1-888-DISCOVER to learn more.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Emotional testimony to open the trial of alleged Denver cop killer Raul Gomez Garcia, the survivor of the ambush, the prosecutor's words, Detective Jack Bishop telling jurors what happened the night of the shooting.
He just fine. I saw blood coming out of his head, and you know what? It was like slow motion.
Bishop's partner Donnie Young died. Gomez Garcia sat emotionless during opening statements yesterday. The defense doesn't deny that the 20-year-old fired the gun. Attorney Michael Vallejo says Gomez Garcia only wanted to scare the police officers. The trial could wrap up next week. Jake Plummer makes a plea agreement in an April road rage case. His attorney, Harvey Steinberg, explains why.
It got to the point where it was becoming a media circus, and if I had my druthers, I wanted to go to trial. Jake's attitude was, look, this thing is becoming a distraction. I need to focus on football. I need to focus on the Broncos.
If Plummer doesn't have any other scrapes with the law in the next 9 months, the case will be dismissed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, if you're heading south toward the Springs, give yourself plenty of extra time. Crash activity has southbound 25 still off limits, and that's creating a holding pattern at Academy Boulevard. Cars are getting by on the far right shoulder. As well, major delays along westbound I-70 here in the metro between Wadsworth and 32nd. Truck lost its axle. They're having to transfer the contents of that truck, so only the left lane is open through there. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather outlook partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and a high expected of 79. Right now it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Check and go. Convenient and confidential. Check and go.
Prompt and professional.
Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's an easy process and a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees to a bank. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. High today, 77, partly sunny skies, thunderstorms. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you so much for being part of the program. As we lead up to the 5th anniversary of 9/11, I've spent a couple of days talking about this, and I want to talk about it some more. This is this so-called docudrama that ABC is going to run the path to on 9/11, which is supposed to be taken from the 9/11 Commission report, which is not taken from the 9/11 Commission report. And there's a couple of things that there's a couple of articles this morning that you ought to know about, and there's also some things you ought to know about. And we're going to talk to David Brock from Media Matters, the president and the CEO of Media Matters, coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Three members of the Clinton administration have written the chief executive of the Walt Disney Company, ABC's parent, to complain that the network's coming two-part miniseries, Path to 9/11, is fraught with factual errors and fabrications. Letters ask that the five-hour movie scheduled for broadcast Sunday and Monday be either edited for accuracy or canceled, and ABC gave small indication yesterday that some changes might be made. One of the officials, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, said in her letter to the Disney executive Robert Iger that although she had requested a copy of the film, ABC had not given her one, but Ms. Albright said she had been told by people who have seen it that it depicts scenes that never happened, events that never took place, decisions that were never made, and conversations that never occurred. It asserts as facts things that are not facts, she wrote. The concerns of Ms. Albright, as well as those expressed in letters from Samuel R. Berger, former National Security Advisor, and Bruce R. Lindsey, a Clinton White House aide, now with the Clinton Foundation, were echoed yesterday by several Democratic members of Congress. ABC, meanwhile, continued to explain that the miniseries, though largely drawn from the report of the September 11th Commission, was a dramatization, not a documentary, but the network appeared to be leaving the door open to last-minute changes in the film. It's common practice to continue to make edits to strengthen the project right up to the broadcast date, said Hope Harmon, an ABC spokeswoman. The series cost about $40 million to make. In their letters dated Tuesday, both Mr. Berger and Ms. Albright objected to scenes in which they are shown adding obstacles to efforts to capture bin Laden. In particular, Ms. Albright said a scene in which she refuses to support a cruise missile strike against Mr. bin Laden without first alerting the Pakistani government was untrue. Ms. Albright, played by Shirley Douglas, also said the suggestion that she had alerted the Pakistani military to an imminent strike was false and defamatory. She said that September 11th is not entertainment, it is reality. And before you, she wrote this to Mr. Iger, before you air your broadcast, I trust you will ensure you have your facts right. Mr. Berger, who is played by Kevin Dunn, said a scene in which he is shown refusing to authorize a strike to kill Mr. bin Laden in Afghanistan flagrantly misrepresents my personal actions and will serve only to grossly misinform the American people. Mr. Berger's character is also seen abruptly hanging up during a conversation with a CIA officer at a critical moment of a military operation. In an interview with the Los Angeles radio station, Cy Norwatch, the miniseries screenwriter, and one of its producers said that that moment had been improvised. But this is not the half of what's going on here. Here's the other part. How do you want your kids taught about 9/11? Think about this. This is from Media Matters site this morning. ABC and Scholastic release Path to 9/11 discussion guide for high school teachers to assign to students. In conjunction with ABC's miniseries, The Path to 9/11, Scholastic and ABC have released a discussion guide for the classroom aimed at high school teachers nationwide to encourage your students and their families to watch Path to 9/11 and to use accompanying discussion guides as part of their lesson plan. And a Media Matters for America review of the materials finds it to be rife with conservative misinformation. In conjunction with the September 10th premiere of the ABC miniseries Path to 9/11, a six-hour docudrama reportedly based on the findings of the 9/11 Commission report, ABC has teamed up with Scholastic to create a discussion guide for the classroom to urge high school teachers nationwide to encourage your students and your families to watch Path to 9/11 and use the accompanying discussion guide as part of a lesson plan. ABC and Scholastic have reportedly sent out letters to 100,000 high school teachers informing them of the miniseries and an accompanying discussion guide. As Media Matters for America reviews the Path to 9/11 resource sheets and discussion guides provided teachers, they have found that the material omits critical information regarding the Bush administration's pre-Iraq war weapons of mass destruction claims. Are you getting this? Because I think this is important. The material omits critical information regarding the Bush administration's pre-Iraq war weapons of mass destruction claims, falsely suggests the tie between Iraq and September 11, 2001, the terrorist attacks, gives upbeat accounts of reportedly dire conditions on the ground in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and suggests that military responses to Osama bin Laden by the Clinton administration could have hindered the U.S. stance on the war on terror, and asks students to debate whether the media hindered our national security. You want your kids doing this in classrooms? Do you want this in classrooms? And I don't know if any teachers here along the Front Range have been sent this. If you're a teacher, a high school teacher, and you've gotten a hold of this, I'd love to get a phone call from you. But this, to me, is absolutely poisonous and wrong. And there's more in here. I mean, I'm just, you know, touching just the top of it here. The material also appears to suggest a link between Iraq and 9/11 by both apparently including Iraq as a place that played a major role in the events of 9/11, later by tying Iraq to the war on terror. the research sheet stated. As part of the war on terror, President Bush has led the United States. This is off the sheet that your kids are going to hear. As part of the war on terror, the president has led the United States into Afghanistan and Iraq and recognized the national government in an attempt to combat terrorist activity. I mean, unbelievable. Sickening. In fact, even Bush, despite repeated suggestions by Bush himself and other administration members of the link between Iraq and 9/11, acknowledges that Iraq had no connection to 9/11 terrorist attacks. During an August 21st press conference, Bush was specifically asked, what did Iraq have to do with the attack on the World Trade Center? Bush replied, nothing. Further, the ABC Scholastic Guide downplays the level of violence still reportedly present in Iraq, noting that only coalition forces still maintain a presence in the country, battling insurgents who want the United States to pull out. In fact, the Pentagon has noted that the violence in Iraq is actually increasing, and largely along sectarian lines. Now, they get into Afghanistan, and why we're in Afghanistan, and the whole thing echoes conservative talking points. I'd love to get your opinion. 303-713-7600. There is something severely wrong when this stuff is passed out to high school teachers, to be passed out to kids, that contains nothing but conservative talking points and contains distortions of the truth. And they're supposed to learn those in the classroom, and they're supposed to debate the war in Iraq and debate 9/11 and talk about 9/11 and talk about the war in Iraq based on this flawed docudrama with this flawed information put out by Scholastic. If I were a parent, I'd be enraged. I'm enraged already. And I know that that's like OJ, talk show hosts are supposed to be enraged, and that's how they get people to call in, and that's how they get listeners and all of that. And you know what? Even if I weren't doing the show, I'd be enraged. I mean, I am enraged. I just cannot tell you. You know, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of ABC, of the Walt Disney Company, which I mentioned the other day I used to work for. I'm ashamed of what they've become. I want to know more about the Scholastic Company. I want to know what they're up to, and I want to know why this stuff gets into high schools. And you know what? I furthermore want to know from the school districts around here if this stuff is being used. Is this stuff being used in Denver? Is this stuff being used in Golden? Is this stuff being used in Boulder? Is this stuff being used in the Springs? Is this stuff being used in Arvada? Is this stuff being used in Aurora? Is this stuff being used in Cherry Creek? I want to know if this stuff's in the schools, because I think if you've got a kid, if you've got a high school kid in any of these schools, I think you have a perfect right to call up and ask what the hell's going on and why they're using this stuff, if they are using it. And I'd love to get a comment. And if there's anybody listening with any of these school districts, and you feel brave enough to call up here and talk about it, I'd love to hear from you. 717, 17 minutes after 7, 303-713-7600. An amazing country we live in the year 2006. Absolutely amazing.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still have a major traffic jam in the Spring. Southbound 25 remains off limits at Academy Boulevard due to collision cleanup. If you are heading south toward the Springs, give yourself plenty of time through there. Cars were only getting by on the far right shoulder. Here in town, westbound I-70 not doing much better between Wadsworth and 32nd. We had a disabled truck there and a big backup as well. Southbound 25, watch out for new problems getting into downtown. A crash under I-70. We also had collision activity at Federal and Exposition. Weather today, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 79. Right now it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
There's a whole new breed of hogs at Mile High Harley-Davidson. The 07 Harleys are in. Be the first to take home one of these new hogs. Get out to Mile High Harley-Davidson, your Harley headquarters at I-70 and Airport Boulevard today.
Demp Distributing reminds parents that whether your teen is the driver or the passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Safety experts agree that the major factors leading to a teenager's death on our roads are inexperience, alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from Demp Distributing in Denver. That's Demp Distributing, making a positive difference in our community. That's Demp Distributing.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, I've bought and sold 12 houses. And now I have a real estate portfolio that's worth over $1 million. Now I'm buying a house every month.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call and I'll send you my free how-to video with my time-tested, proven methods for making big money in real estate right away.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Learn money-making secrets from the legendary real estate expert, A.D. Kessler. Call 800-549-8054 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way with no cash down. Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-549-8054. Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Check out a James Hardy Siding Center in Lone Tree, Lakewood, or Denver. For the location nearest you, call 1-866-3-HARDIE or visit jameshardysidingcenter.com. Save 10% when you schedule your siding replacement by September 30th. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
After 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And we're talking about the ABC docudrama and about the fact they're going to start putting this stuff in schools for kids to study. And it contains all kinds of conservative talking points and misinformation. By the way, the right wing's response to all of this is, oh, you guys are making so much of a hoopla about this ABC path to 9/11. However, what they don't want to tell you is that they raised even a bigger stink over the docudrama starring James Brolin, which was about Ronald Reagan. They caused so much hell that it never made the broadcast networks and ended up being shown on Showtime on cable late at night. All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to Richard in Colorado Springs. Richard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Good. Well, I certainly share your outrage with this, but I don't think any of us should be surprised. What we're seeing is, just a nationalization now of the kinds of things that we've seen here locally in Colorado with groups like the Trailhead Group, basically passing off right-wing propaganda as if it's fact. We saw it a couple years ago when the Bush administration was hiring journalists to plant these pseudo-news stories that really weren't news but were just Republican talking points and pretend they were news. Now we've got the corporate media complicit in this same kind of, propagandizing. And I don't think we should be surprised. You know, this is the liberal media, right, that we're supposedly dealing with?
Supposedly. Well, maybe we shouldn't be surprised. We should try to stop it.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think it's not too late to organize some type of massive phone and email campaign to ABC and Disney. I don't happen to know off the top of my head what their corporate website or email or phone numbers are.
Go to thinkprogress.org, and they've got one going.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to flood this now and say, look, this has got to stop. You know, I'll bet if somebody did a little research, we'd find that the Disney Corporation probably, although they probably funnel money to members of both political parties, I'm sure it's heavily skewed toward the Republicans. And now they're just, you know, now the private sector, the corporate sector is obviously entering the realm of propagandizing for the Bush administration.
You know, putting this, you know, teaching the kids in school about this stuff. Parents got to ask themselves, this is how how do you want your kids taught about 9/11? How do you want your kids taught about the Iraq War? How do you want your kids taught about Afghanistan?
Well, yeah, and I mean, where, you know, I'm from down here in Colorado Springs, and of course the right-wing wackos down here are constantly trying to tell us that the Earth is 6,500 years old, and they want that taught in our public schools, so they want balance. Well, how about this, you know, why don't we insist that if they're going to use the Scholastic Study Guide for teaching 9/11, that they also have to use Against All Enemies. You know, Richard Clark's book, or I think it's Richard Clark, yeah.
Yeah, it is Richard Clark. I'd rather see neither of them, because I don't think that the Scholastic thing loaded with all this misinformation deserves to be in the classroom to begin with. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Once again, I'm looking for any teacher, any high school teacher who has gotten this stuff in the mail. I would love to talk to you. Here's Barbara in the Longmont. Barbara, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad to hear that. I am too. I'm just as outraged as you are, though. You know, I haven't heard about my daughter and her school using this, but I'll tell you, if I do hear that, I'll get on Media Matters, have her print up all of their documentation, and just march that right into the classroom and set everybody straight. And she's got the moxie to face everybody down and really talk about what actually happened. You know, we talk about this stuff all the time, and we really try to convey to our kids, you know, what we understand actually really happened. And we don't tend to watch news in our house because we know how laden it is with lies and misinformation. But this thing but, you know, like your other caller said, can we really be surprised? I mean,
yeah, I really am surprised.
Really?
Yes, I really am surprised that ABC and Scholastic Books, I guess is the company, would do something like this. I'm really surprised that they would make this kind of a blatant move and think that they could get away with it, that nobody would catch them, that nobody would notice it, and that nobody is going to say anything about it. Yeah, I am kind of shocked by it.
Well, I've understood for a long time that the very religiously extreme fascists that they're trying to warn us about, they are. They are those fascists that we should be concerned about, that we should fight and stand up against. And for them to take a move like this, I wish it surprised me. I'm saddened that I'm not surprised, but I believe that they will do whatever it takes to promote their vision of what America should be. And it's up to all of our progressives, the Democrats, to, or even, you know, anybody who loves this country and understands what they're doing to be completely counter to what America is supposed to be, to stand up and fight and speak out against it. And so I'm going to get to work, and let's get on Think Progress and sign that petition and write my own emails independently, and we'll keep fighting the good fight, Jay. That's all we can do.
Well, you know what? And if your daughter gets any of that, or if you find out if there's any teachers in your daughter's school that get it, please get in touch with me.
I will do that. I will do that, absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Keep fighting.
You got it.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. The ABC Scholastic Student Research Sheet omits key information resulting in a distorted account of the pre-Iraq War WMD capabilities. Misleadingly suggests, go to high school students are going to get a hold of this, misleadingly suggests a tie between Iraq and 9/11 and minimizes the current role of coalition troops in the country. There's 43% of people in this country believe that there's a link between Saddam Hussein and 9/11 in a new CNN poll. Now, is there anybody out there who believes that there is? I mean, there's no link. And yet, the Scholastic Company, along with ABC, is going to go into the schools, into high schools, mailed out 100,000 of these things about the miniseries. They're going to go into high schools, and they're going to teach your kids, our kids, that this is the official version of history. Here's Steve in Colorado Springs. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Jerry, you calling me?
I sure am.
Okay, I'm sorry. You blanked there for a minute. Thank you very much for bringing this up. It just takes your breath away. This must have all been planned ahead of time. I know ABC was at one time owned by Disney, so...
they still are.
Yeah, so this went through without any independent people looking at it. It just cruised right on through. And the other thing is that... they must have been planning ahead with Scholastic, it's like it has the fingerprints of Bill Bennett on it or somebody from education about how they could expand this and force people to watch it. Why? I mean, why are they trying to change the facts like this? What in the world is going on with people in this country that they're trying to lie to us?
I don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer as to why that they want to do this. I don't have an answer as to why this is acceptable. I don't have an answer as to why more and more people aren't upset about this. I have no answer to any of those questions. The only answers I have is what I've got in front of me, which is what is that they mailed this stuff out to 100,000 high school teachers informing them of the miniseries and the accompanying discussion guide and why the American public would allow ABC and Scholastic Books to get away with this is absolutely beyond me. It just absolutely is confounding, and it's shocking that it's going on. I mean, a high school classroom is not a place for this kind of stuff, and it's not a place for that kind of disinformation. And we don't teach kids, disinformation like this in schools. And maybe we have in the past, but we shouldn't. I mean, it's just not a good move. Steve, thank you. I appreciate the call. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Coming up next, we're going to talk to David Brock, the CEO for Media Matters for America, and see what he has to say on this. 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And let's talk to Gina Michaels about progressive traffic.
Well, your rush hour hotspots this morning are I-70 and I-25. I-70 westbound still tied up as they try to get this disabled truck out of traffic lanes. You're caught in the back up there, Wadsworth to 32nd. Southbound 25 at peak volume now out of Thornton, North Glen. And adding to your delays, we've had a couple of separate problems. A two-car mishap southbound approaching 110th and a second collision southbound 25 under I-70. So be prepared for some heavy backups getting into downtown now along that stretch. Weather today, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Or register to win free tickets on AM760.net. We'll have the Buffalo Stampede at 1, kickoff at 3, right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
What's new at 9? A new 9 newscast. Different time, different channel. KTVD, My 20.
9 News at 9. It's people you know and trust. I'll have all the weather information you need.
And Kirk will give you all of the day's entertainment news.
And it's all wrapped up in half an hour. The news and weather you need.
What would you do with the extra hour? Join Mark Kobrick, Bozzy Kanani, Kathy Sabin, and Kirk Montgomery for a new option. 9 News at 9 on KTVD My 20.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Of the night in the world's ancient light.
Brand new Bob Dylan CD. Modern Times, Bob's first number one CD in 30 years. High today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to the phone and talk to our very special guest, David Brock, President and CEO of Media Matters for America, one of this country's most worthwhile organizations. David, it's good to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you. Thank you.
Boy, I don't know where to start with all of this. I have no clue where to start. I'm not sure if I'm more upset about the 9/11 documentary itself or the thing that you've uncovered about the Scholastic Company putting this stuff into high schools. What do we know about the Scholastic Company? Have you done the investigation of them?
Well, I mean, what we know and what we've posted on our website is some of the excerpts of materials that, in conjunction with ABC, Scholastic, a publishing house, is putting out to 100,000 teachers in the country as kind of a cross-promotion with this movie to teach students the history of 9/11. And those materials on their face are quite distorted and troubling. They certainly make claims that just aren't true, such as a strong implication that weapons of mass destruction were found in Iraq. Second one is strongly linking Iraq to 9/11 and to the war on terror. And so I think you're right that, I mean, there's a lot of concern about this movie, clearly. But it may be more outrageous that a movie being a movie, they've got a disclaimer. They're saying it's a docudrama, but these teaching materials appear to be, and Scholastic has a good reputation, appear to be presented as fact, as teaching tools for children, and it's a conservative propaganda, and it's not reality.
And how did all this happen?
Well, if you're referring to the entire event.
I'm not referring really to the movie. We can get into that part, the docudrama. But how did it happen that this cross promotion and putting this stuff into America's high schools so high school students could see it?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure precisely mechanically how it happened. It's not unusual when a network is pouring. I think they're pouring $40 to $50 million into making this movie, and it's going to be heavily promoted. To do some kind of cross promotion, but the movie is a production of the ABC Entertainment Division. That's one thing, an academic publishing enterprise that's producing teaching materials for students is shouldn't be relying on the entertainment view of reality, and that's what seems to be happening here. And we've documented all that, and we'll be continuing today and tomorrow to dig into precisely how it could have gotten to such a really disturbing point. But we're hoping that these materials either don't go out or get corrected.
How did this whole docudrama thing happen with ABC? I mean, is this some big, you know, right-wing media conspiracy thing about ABC, or were they sold a bill of goods?
Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult to tell how. And one of the things we try to steer clear of at Media Matters is, you know, making accusations about people's motives that you don't really know. It could have been a number of things. But the at the end of the day, I mean, what we do know is that there appear to be serious flaws in this movie. Now, I haven't seen it yet. Bill Clinton and Madeleine Albright and Sandy Berger can't get copies, but somehow, you know, Rush Limbaugh and hundreds of conservative bloggers appear to have been given advanced copies as part of a promotional effort of the movie. So I mean, I think just the bottom line is there are factual problems in the movie. They're claiming it's a docudrama. There doesn't seem to be much on the docu side. There seems to be a lot of drama. And some of the stories today are indicating that, you know, the producer of the movie in an interview yesterday admitted himself that some of these scenes just didn't happen. The people who were in them were never there, never said the things that they said. And so it's definitely going to create on an issue that is, you know, probably the worst day in our nation's history, disinformation about what led up to 9/11.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people are going to see this and walk away and think it's the truth. I mean, after all, a CNN poll shows that 43% of Americans still believe that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11.
Absolutely. And, I mean, that's of a piece with this entire thing. And I don't know the motivation, and I don't know why this was green-lighted. But I do know that the timing of it certainly strongly suggests it coincides with an effort in the Republican Party in the last 8 weeks of this election to fudge the facts and mislead people, and on the one hand, whitewash the Bush record on terror, and on the other hand, try to blame it all on Bill Clinton, which, you know, we've heard time and time again. But the movie claims to be based on the 9/11 Commission report and research that's been done by Media Matters and the Center for American Progress and others show that actually the film asserts things that are the opposite of what the 9/11 Commission concluded in various cases.
7:40, it's 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Media Matters for America President and CEO David Brock is with us, and we're honored to have him. All right. What chance do we have of getting this thing stopped? First of all, what about going to our local affiliates and protesting to them? Or would it be better to go directly to Bob Iger of ABC, of the Walt Disney Company, and make your feelings known? And then what about dragging Scholastic Books into this?
Yes, well, I think on all those fronts, first of all, I think it is worthwhile for people to contact the ABC network directly. To voice their concerns. I think they should also contact their affiliate. Now, in many cases, the ABC affiliate is going to be owned by Disney, which owns ABC. And from what I can gather, they are being forced to carry this movie. There are other cases. There are other ABC affiliates that are independently owned or owned by other companies. If that's the case in your area, I strongly suggest that people make a complaint known there, because those stations have the option as to whether to run this or not. They certainly could air afterwards segments on pointing out the true facts of this. And so I think those are all good things for people to do. We'll be doing some actions today at MediaMatters.org if people want to check in. And we are going to really sink our teeth into this Scholastic issue, because, I mean, I just think that the education of school kids with misinformation is really outrageous, and we're going to be pushing Scholastic, and people can find that information on our website already right now.
Boy, I'd be very interested to see what you turn up about Scholastic, and I find this whole thing... You know, I, as I said when we started, I mean, I found the path to 9/11 to be disgusting to begin with, but then to go to Media Matters, well, actually to get to one of your email bulletins yesterday, last night, right, with this whole Scholastic thing in it, I don't know how to put into words how I feel about this, David. I mean, I just really, really find this to be way over the line.
It certainly is. And as I said, I haven't seen the movie, but we have seen these educational materials, and we quote directly from them. And so it's a huge, huge problem.
All right, David Brock. David, thank you so much for being on the program. It's an honor, and hope to have you back again soon.
Thanks a lot.
All right. There's David Brock. He is the president and CEO of Media Matters for America. 303-713-7600 if you want to call and comment on this. I got one line open. And by the way, Channel 7 here in town is the ABC affiliate. That's KMGH. And their number is 303-832-7777. That's 303-832-7777. That's Channel 7 KMGH. Or go to Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org, and there's also go to ThinkProgress.org, and you can let ABC know how you feel. And then, you know, the other thing is we got to find out what the Scholastic deal is, and I'm still looking for any high school teachers that have been sent this information regarding the movie and them trying to get this this misinformation into classrooms. You know, you talk about taking a day that ought to be a sober reflection and a time that ought to be a sober reflection in this country's history, and you talk about politicizing it. You know, congratulations to the Walt Disney Company, to ABC, to Scholastic Books, and, you know, Ken Melman and the people at the GOP for very cleverly getting this done. 744, it's 16 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's a new sensation sweeping the nation. Macy's is coming to town, and they're excited to be in your neighborhood. So come join the fun starting on September 9th. Macy's has special events, great savings, and much, much more. Way to shop, Denver.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Your major concerns this morning, definitely going to be southbound 25 out of Thornton, North Glen. We've had a couple of separate collisions. One at 110th bogging down your right, and the other right under I-70. So that has you caught in a major traffic jam on your ride to downtown. You may just want to bail off the freeway, 120th Street, or seek an alternate into the downtown area. Westbound I-70 still had a trouble spot, Wadsworth to 32nd. They're trying to get a truck with a broken axle out of traffic lanes there. And we still had a problem on surface streets at Federal and Exposition. Weather today, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 79. Tomorrow, more showers and cooler with a high of 73. Right now, it's 56. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
I like her fire, her spirit.
Hey, Randy, I love your show.
Hi, Randy. It's always good to talk to you.
I like the fact that she doesn't shut up for anybody.
So frustrated. I am so with you on this. You're dead on.
She makes me laugh. She's brutally honest.
And you are a goddess, and you are hot.
You are a goddess. We are not worthy.
Very Randy.
So you're the girl with that big voice I've been hearing so much about.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me, assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis rapid tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, I've bought and sold 12 houses. And now I have a real estate portfolio that's worth over $1 million. Now I'm buying a house every month.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call and I'll send you my free how-to video with my time-tested, proven methods for making big money in real estate right away.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Learn money-making secrets from the legendary real estate expert, A.D. Kessler. Call 800-530-3003 now and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way with no cash down. Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-530-3003. Create the success you deserve. Call 800-530-3003.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, a little more Brother Bob.
I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say.
From Bob Dylan's brand new CD, Modern Times, his first number one CD in 30 years. Good morning, it's 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms. We're talking about the ABC Path to 9/11 docudrama, supposed docudrama. And then the idea that Scholastic Books is putting misinformation about Iraq, Afghanistan, and the war, the quote-unquote war on terror. I hate to use that term because it's a Bush term. Into the classrooms in this country, having sent out 100,000 letters to high school teachers informing them about the miniseries and the accompanying discussion guide, which is rife with misinformation. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Larry in Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
What a great opportunity for American citizens to catch history being rewritten before our very eyes. All of this is a testament to the media corporations, right in bed with the Bush administration, and it's kind of sad, but it's kind of cool that we can catch it, call attention to it, and I certainly hope that Bill Clinton and Madeleine Albright have some litigation in the wings, at least a threat thereof, to dissuade ABC from reporting things wrongly.
Biggest thing is we got to try to stop it.
Yeah, I hear you. Another large joke. It's, you know, well, anyway, it goes on. Hey, I just wanted to do a side note. Rocky Mountain News this morning, the headline is Bush finally fesses up to secret prisons.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I just, you know, if folks are going to jump on and do some political activity today, you know, calling ABC affiliates, if they can make an additional call, I mean, well, it's old news to us, secret prisons, make an additional call to your representatives out there saying, I'm outraged that America employs secret prisons. It's not American. It's not a good thing to do. I think it behooves all of us to make those calls today now that it's public, now that Bush has publicly revealed his lies.
Well,
in the past.
Best thing to do is join the ACLU. They're the ones that will protect us and protect other people. But, you should definitely get on and call those, get in touch with Bob Iger of the Disney company and definitely get in touch with your local affiliate. And I'm still looking for any high school teachers that have received this letter along the Front Range. Larry, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay, Jay.
All right. And Channel 7's number, by the way, is 303-832-7777. And you can call and tell them you object to this path to 9/11 that they're airing. And also go to progressnow.org, and you can send letters, emails to Bob Iger and other officials at ABC. Here's Virginia in Lakewood. Virginia, you're on ABC. I almost did it. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Usually
Hi.
I want to talk about the war, but today I want to talk about Scholastic. A couple, 3 years ago, there was an article, I think in the paper, saying the control that Scholastic has over materials and schools. And I was tutoring at an elementary school at the time. And what they do is they come in and they say, we'll run your book fair for you. Okay? You know, book fair is a lot of work. So this is nice to have these people come in and do it. But, of course, as a result, all the materials are Scholastic materials. And I was also very, very disappointed in the quality of the books that they were that the school had to try and teach these kids to read. It was low quality, badly rated in terms of levels. But Scholastic does have a hold. And I think it's wonderful that you're talking about that. And maybe David Brock will look into this, Scholastic thing, because it's not just this movie. It's pretty pervasive.
Well, you know, I think we need to do a lot more. I think we need to do a lot more investigation into Scholastic.
I agree, and I hope somebody does, because this has been bothering me for some time, but I didn't know, you know, for me to go to the Jefferson County School and say, I don't want, you know, these are poor quality materials, they'd say, oh, get lost.
Well, maybe, yeah, I'd still like to get a high school teacher to tell me. I'd like to get a high school teacher to tell me if they've received any of these letters.
Yeah, but see, this is at the elementary level where these materials are everywhere. And Scholastic has its more than its foot in the door. So when they get this letter from Scholastic, they're going to say, okay, you know, more of the same, blah, blah, blah. So I'm glad you're talking about it. I'm glad you're shining a light on it.
Well, we'll keep talking about it. Thank you, Virginia. Appreciate it.
Hey, great.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Let's go to Bobby in Denver. Bobby, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I'm a former teacher, too, and I agree with her about Scholastic, and we should not teach our children to lie, and this is a lie. That's what that goes against everything that we believe in. But what I really call to talk about is this claim of Bush saying he didn't know anything about it. He had the Hart-Rudman report. It was authorized by President Clinton, and once Hart's a Democrat, Rudman was a Republican. They warned us about this.
Right.
And an underling, it was sent to Condoleezza Rice, an underling in her office claimed he accidentally put it on a shelf and forgot about it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is, everybody's forgetting that there was also an attack on California during the millennium, which was foiled by the Clinton administration. And France sent us, they swear that they sent us a report about Al-Qaeda, and they even had the addresses of the men involved in the 9/11 plot. And this was never, ever reported too much by the press, nor was it acknowledged by the administration. They claimed they didn't get it.
Hmm. Well, see, something's going on here, and it needs to be further looked into and further investigated. Bobby, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. All right. Let's go to Jim real quickly in Aurora. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
If they want to rewrite history, I think they need to go back to almost back as far as 1944 when Roosevelt visited Saudi Arabia and signed the peace treaty to defend the oil fields at all costs when the United States recognized Israel in 48.
Yeah, but, you know what? What good is all of this going to do when you have an organization that is a mass media organization that is running a docudrama which is basically full of flaws and is misleading, and then they're taking this information and they're making it available to high school teachers to bring into the classroom with the same flawed information, where they can sit around with the students and teach this stuff and debate it? Who gives a rat's, you know what, about 1944? We got problems in 2006.
But, Jay, what we do as a government in the past has caused us...
You know what, there's plenty of time to look at that later. Right now, what you've got is, I'll say it again, you've got a major network running a flawed, historically flawed, quote-unquote, docudrama in which some people will not be able to tell the fact from fiction.
Absolutely.
And they're taking the information through Scholastic, and they're creating discussion guides for the classroom based on faulty information. And the question is, what do we do about this now? I'll deal with 1944 later.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's just it shows how they manipulate everything to distort what the real truth is. So, anyway, have a great day.
All right, Jim. Thank you. Take care. All right. I don't know if you want to continue to talk about this or not. If you want to continue to talk about it, hang on, or I can go to something else. I mean, I see we got three callers on the line, and we'll do a little news. Stick around, and, I really don't want to let this go. I really don't want to let this go.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs a service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-837-7754.
This works. Call the number.
800-837-7754. 800-837-7754.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. President Bush has more to say about terrorism, and we'll hear it within the hour. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller. Mark, what should we be listening for?
Frank, it's the fourth terrorist speech in a week by President Bush, part of the lead-up to the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Today, he'll spotlight the steps the government has taken since that day to close the security gaps that made the U.S. vulnerable. He'll discuss the importance of the Patriot Act and the terrorist watch list in giving law enforcement new tools in the war on terror. He'll once again say America is safer, but not yet safe from terrorism. Live in Smyrna, Georgia, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
Former President Clinton wants ABC television to cancel, or at least make some changes, before it airs a 9/11 miniseries. CBS's Jim Shenaby tells us why.
Basically, it comes down to the use of archival video and dramatizations, which suggests that President Clinton was so preoccupied with the Monica Lewinsky scandal and his own impeachment that he didn't properly focus on Osama bin Laden. Mr. Clinton is demanding ABC yank the series or make big changes. For the record, the 9/11 Commission found that President Clinton was deeply concerned about bin Laden. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
A ceremony in Baghdad. Iraq's new government officially took control of its armed forces about 2 hours ago. American officials see the handover as one step toward the withdrawal of foreign forces at some point. But there's no telling when the Iraqis will actually be able to provide their own security without help from American and other coalition forces. U.S. military officials say two more Americans have been killed in action. It was one of two serial murder sprees that kept a city on edge. Now, Phoenix police say they may have the baseline killer, wanted for more than 20 sexual assaults and murders. So far, though, the suspect has only been linked to one crime.
He has been charged with one count of sexual assault and one count of kidnapping. Reference a sexual assault case that took place last year.
Sergeant Andy Hill says the investigation is continuing. In Los Angeles, another Hollywood celebrity has been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Paris Hilton.
The officers observed that Hilton exhibited the symptoms of intoxication. A field sobriety test was conducted at the scene, and the officers determined she was driving under the influence.
Los Angeles Police Officer Jim Parker. The owner of a company that's done polling for President Bush, Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman, and other candidates, has pleaded guilty to making up survey results. Federal prosecutors claim that Tracy Costin allegedly gave company employees instructions to talk to cats and dogs when they did the poll. Published report says as much as 50% of the firm's polling data to the Bush campaign may have been falsified. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 39, NASDAQ's down 13. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. There will be no Rocky Mountain Showdown for three CSU players. In fact, a nearly year-long investigation of forgery and fraud could land the senior Robert Herbert, freshman Micah Cruz, and Brian Abada in jail for a while.
This type of behavior is not tolerated in our program.
That's CSU Athletic Director, Associate Athletic Director Gary Ozello. The three players, two former players, and two CSU students are looking at felony charges involving forged checks and stolen credit cards. Jake Plummer agreeing to a plea deal for a road rage case back in April. The Bronco quarterback accusing of backing up into and kicking Littleton resident Doug Stone's vehicle. In the deal, Plummer agrees to pay Stone $26 for a license plate bracket. Attorney Harvey Steinberg says his client won't have to do that.
I promised that I would pay the $26 out of my own pocket.
Steinberg told, telling us that he would keep the check off the Internet. Stone had mentioned that he planned to put it on eBay. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, no more worries along westbound I-70. We're back to normal between Wadsworth and 32nd. Crews got that disabled truck out of the way. You're just dealing with normal congestion now, southbound 25 out of Thornton, North Glen, all the way to downtown. Again, all the wreck activity is gone. We're full up on 225 in Aurora, jam-packed on 270 through Commerce City. Tech Center traffic moving nicely on both freeways. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 79. Right now, it's 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
There's a new sensation sweeping the nation. Macy's is coming to town and they're excited to be...
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Get your tickets today at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Soopers, 1-800-388-ROCK or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
Lost in the maze of drug and alcohol addiction? Treatment is a way out. This September, celebrate National Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month by finding the direction and support you need. For more information, visit www.recoverymonth.gov.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Well, now we're being asked respectfully by Channel 7 not to have us urge you to call their switchboard about this 9/11 documentary. No, it's not actually a documentary. It's a docudrama, Path to 9/11, which we've been discussing. And also the disgusting fact that now Scholastic Books, Scholastic Publishing, is putting this stuff in the schools. And you heard at the top of the hour, too, that President Bill Clinton has now asked that either ABC not run the series or make the critical changes that are needed, because that that what's in there is a distortion, and what they're this letter that they sent out to 100,000 high school teachers is also a distortion. Now, you know, I can't stop you from calling Channel 7. If you want to call Channel 7 at 303-832-7777, that, you know, that's up to you. If you want to let them know how you feel about them running this docudrama, 303-832-7777, or, you know, go to several websites. Media Matters is one of them. The Democratic Party's got one going, has got a mail-in campaign. So does, what's the other one that I'm leaving out? I'm leaving one of the other ones out. There's Media Matters for America, there's the DNC, and there's also, Progress Now. Think Progress. Is it thinkprogressblog.org? What does it get said on the air?
www.thinkprogress.org/tellABC.
Yeah, you can go
so
there.
So that's the people at Center for American Progress, pretty much.
Yeah, you can go there as well. Or you can call Channel 7, your local affiliate, at 303-832-7777. One line open at 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about this. And I'm still looking for any high school teachers who have received anything from the Scholastic Company about this discussion guide behind this this fake docudrama thing about the path to 9/11, and the idea that it's strange in this political season that this suddenly surfaces. All right, let's get back to the phones. We're going to Joyce in Lafayette. Joyce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing? Listen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I called Channel 7, and the thing that I want to tell you and the listeners is that they should wait till after 9 o'clock and call that number, 303-832-7777, and that's the main switchboard, and then ask the main switchboard to connect them to the right person. The woman I spoke to, Gail, said that she's getting calls, she's getting cursed at and yelled at and screamed at, and she has nothing to do with it. So if we really need to push this, we need to do it correctly. I'm as angry as you are and everybody else to turn around now and to blame Bill Clinton for something that was not his fault and that he didn't take his eye off the ball for the protection of this country is disgraceful and disgusting. And so we have to continue to stay on these people so that they don't air this documentary or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You shouldn't call there and cuss at the people. You won't get anything done. You won't get anything done by yelling and cussing. What you've got to do is just go, hey, I want to register my complaint that you guys are running this, and I find it to be highly unfair, and I just want you to know as a loyal Channel 7 viewer, would wish that you guys would not run it, and that's all you got to say. And so what you need to do is call that number after 9 o'clock, and I'll give the number again. It's 303-832-7777.
And I just want to add one more thing. You know that Republicans in this state are looking real bad when Joel Heffley can't even endorse his own candidate, and he says that Jay Fawcett's got a real chance. So we just have to act above them, not below them.
I would agree.
We can't stoop to their level. We just got to push, but push it in a positive way.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. Thanks, Joyce.
Thanks, Jay. Have
okay.
a great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, so call their switchboard after 9 o'clock. The number is 303-832-7777. And whenever you contact members of the media, you know what, don't get angry with them. Because the person answering the switchboard is just doing her job. She's not, doesn't make the programming decisions. And so you need to ask for the program director or somebody in the programming department, and that would be the place to go. Or you can go to any of these websites that we've given you, which is including Media Matters for America, or you can go to thinkprogressnow.org, or you can go to the DNC's got one going. There are a bunch of other groups that have got them going. You can look them up on the Internet. And I've sent off at least a dozen letters, and you can too. And let's, inform our friends about it, get everybody we can involved in this thing. And I'm still looking for high school teachers, if there are any, that have received this ABC Scholastic Guide with all this misinformation about 9/11 and the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. Let's go to Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I was telling John that there is a poll going on www.msnbc.com. the question is, do you feel ABC is misleading the public through its dramatization of September 11th in the path to 9/11? 59% right now are saying yes, they are misleading. 28% are saying no. 13% are saying, I'll decide after watching the movie. So certainly, you know, this is making tremendous headlines, not only here on your program, but across the nation. And isn't it odd, or I guess it does fit, that 58% versus 28% is about the same polling data that would say who likes Bush and who doesn't like Bush.
Yeah, it runs about, it runs right in concurrence with that. But, you know, even if you're an independent, even if you're a moderate Republican, even if you're an authoritarian conservative, misrepresenting the facts shouldn't be okay.
That's correct.
And it definitely shouldn't be okay in a high school classroom.
Well, I happen to work for a school district, and I am headed over to one of the high schools right now. I am going to check into that. You may be off the air by before I can call back, but I'll certainly let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, or drop me an email.
I will do that.
All right. Hey, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good morning.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Karina in Westminster. Karina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. Hey, a few years ago, I don't remember what magazine I was reading. I think it was like Time or something. But they had a big article in there about the inaccuracies that are in textbooks and the fact that they really aren't reviewed by the people who, the scientists or historians, they list on the front cover. It's lucky if those folks have even seen the book, let alone reviewed it. But apparently a guy wrote about how he was trying to help his daughter in a science book on a science experiment, and when he realized that was wrong. It was never going to work the way they had it in there. So he took a look at more through it, found factual errors like the Statue of Liberty being made out of bronze rather than copper. And then he looked into her history book and saw that while they devoted just a paragraph to George Washington, they had two pages to Marilyn Monroe.
Well, you know what? That doesn't shock me in the least. You know, that doesn't shock me in the least. But this whole thing that's going on now is with Scholastic and with ABC is just so wrong. I can't believe people would stand still and think that that any of this stuff is okay. And I'd like to remind our conservative friends that they went after CBS over the Ron and Nancy Reagan docudrama. That they went nuts and it was pulled, and instead had to end up on Showtime, you know, because they were opposed to it, and yet they sit there in some of the conservative media, and they say, oh, you know, you guys, you progressives, you liberals, you're overreacting, and we're not overreacting. You know, it's the same. It's full of disinformation. It's full of wrong facts, and it shouldn't be on television. That's number one. Because it's wrong. I mean, ABC, I guess, has every right to run it, but then we have every right, of course, to raise our hands and go, wait a minute, these things never happened. Now you've got the former president of the United States asking that the thing be fixed and altered, and, you know, we have every right to come forward and go, look, this stuff has no, political stuff like this has no business being given in a classroom as a study guide.
Oh, I agree completely, and I'm definitely going to give the ABC affiliate here, Channel 7, a phone call, maybe an email. I have to wait until after work, of course, because can't do anything, you know, use work equipment for
sure.
This kind of
stuff. I understand. I understand 100%. Karina, thank you. I appreciate the call. Good one.
Okay, great.
Take care.
Thanks.
One line open at 303-713-7600. By the way, you can call Channel 7 after 9 o'clock at 303-832-7777 and tell them how you feel. Or go to MediaMatters.org, or you can go to the Center for American Progress, and all these places have, or just go to ABC's website and send them an email about this, And I would love to hear from any high school teachers that have received one of these 100,000 letters that were sent out pimping this discussion guide, this 100,000 letters that was sent out. If anybody here got one, I'd love to know about it. And I'd love
whisk your loved one away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to www.nutcracker.com. Celebrate the holidays with the gift she'll never forget. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter C-O-N.
.com. That's 1-800-500-3533.
819, 19 minutes after 8 at AM 760. Progressive Talk. Hey, you don't think about it. You don't plan for it. But you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time does come, you want a Progressive trial lawyer, a guy like us. Mike Turner believes in and supports this radio station. And with years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and I every single day. He's a trial lawyer. He's proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Today's seminar is titled How to Uncover Leads. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, that's it. Thanks for coming.
Hey, that's it? I paid a lot of money for this seminar, and all I get is tryhoovers.com?
To meet sales goals, you need targeted, qualified leads, not just names and numbers. And there's just one place to go for accurate information, tryhoovers.com.
But I already have a list of businesses and people that I can call. Why Hoovers?
Are you sure you're calling the right people? Do they have a need for your products and services? Hoovers is the only resource that can uncover the right leads, so you can start prospecting today. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So Hoovers can help me uncover new leads that I've been missing.
Go check it out. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Brother Bob Dylan here from his number one CD, Modern Times.
There's an evening haze settling over town, starlight by the edge of the creek.
I love it.
Buying power of the proletariat's gone down, money's getting shallow and weak.
That's brain
well,
stuff.
The place I love best is a sweet memory.
All right. High today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms, 823, 23 minutes after 8. George W. Bush getting ready to give another speech on Iraq from Atlanta, trying to, of course, turn around his sagging poll numbers and trying to convince people that the administration is on the ball as we approach the anniversary of 9/11 coming up on Monday. And we're talking about this ABC mocudrama, Path to 9/11, and the fact that the Scholastic Company and ABC are putting this stuff into schools, sent out 100,000 high school teachers, letters to 100,000 high school teachers, and that this thing is so riddled with inaccuracies that the president, former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, has now joined a chorus of people like Madeleine Albright, Samuel Berger, and others to say, hey, this thing is not right, and, you know, something here is wrong. And you can call your local, you know, I would send letters to the Disney company if I were you. I would send emails. But if you want to call your local ABC affiliate, it's Channel 7, and you can call them after 9 o'clock at 303-832-7777. We were giving the number out. What? You want my attention, John?
Well, yeah, maybe this, you know, John M., who works in our newsroom here, kind of came in and made this good point. And I thought you might, I don't know if you remember this or not, but do you remember when CBS pulled that miniseries on Ronald Reagan?
I've already been through that. I've already talked about that.
Okay. Well, again, sorry, I only get to hear about 20% of the show.
They forced it off CBS and on to Showtime is where it originally ended up running.
You know, and there was one historical fact that might have been a little, that they were complaining about, right?
Right. Right. I never saw it, so I don't know. I don't know whether it was any good. I don't know if it was wrong. I don't know, you know, if it's... I don't have any idea what the story is. Let's go to Zakir in Greeley. Zakir, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I was listening to this, and so I got on the Internet and Googled the corporation and found their board of directors and found a little bit of information. There is some crosstalk between the Disney Company and Scholastic's board of directors. They put on a vice president, an executive vice president, and president of, let me see here, of book fairs and trade, who came from Disney as a senior vice president and publisher from Global Disney Children's Books. Her name's Lisa Holton, and she came on in July of last year.
Well, that's what my old company, Walt Disney and ABC, would call. This is what they would call synergy.
Yeah.
That's what they used to call it. We have to have company-wide synergy, which means we're supposed to cooperate to make more money, actually.
Well, my thought was, in listening to this, that this didn't just happen. That someone knew. There was already most likely a plan before they ever went into production.
Well, you know, maybe we should enlarge the target here. Maybe we should start sending emails to the Scholastic Company as well.
Well, I didn't Google the rest of their corporate board. I was just going down the list, and their board members all seem to have a lot of relationships with the entertainment industry.
Well, you know what? Media Matters will do some digging into that today, as David Brock said, and I'll do some digging into it. We'll all do some digging into it as the morning unfolds here, and let's see what we get, and then we can report back to each other tomorrow.
I think that's great.
All right?
Yeah, see ya.
Okay, thanks, man. Thanks for the info.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Rick in Littleton. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Just about to go into work. Got a good one going this morning. I think what we ought to do is boycott the sponsors. Now, it used to be that boycotts were just hurt the working person, but this government and its fascistic approach with big business, I don't think we're going to be hurting any working people any more than they're already being
hurt.
Well,
the trouble with that idea is they're going to run this whole thing for the next for Sunday and Monday night. I believe they're going to run it commercial free, so there's no sponsors.
Well, somebody's footing the network to run it.
Network's footing the money.
Completely?
I guess so.
Well,
because they're not running it. They're not putting any commercial breaks in it at all. None whatsoever.
Yuck.
So.
Okay, sir.
You know, the only thing I can think of to do is to do the one thing that would really, which would really hurt them, and that's just to put public pressure on them and indicate to them that, you know, we're just not going to watch it, and we don't accept it, and we realize that it's flawed, and therefore we're just not going to watch it, and we're letting you know in writing that we want you to change it, and that we're not going to have anything to do with it because we think that it's, you know, that it's inaccurate and that it's wrong. And to me, that's the best thing to do. So today sometime, take, you know, a minute or whatever it is, a minute and a half, and email ABC.
You can count on it.
All right?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Rick. Have a good day at work.
Bye-bye.
I mean, I don't know of any other way to do this, to get them to stop it. And I would really like to know what's up with these putting this stuff in the classrooms and with Scholastic books. And hopefully David Brock will have something on that. And maybe if something major on that develops, we can get Jameson Fosier or Paul Waldman on tomorrow morning to talk about this and to update us on this. And once again, you can call your local ABC affiliate, which ours would be Channel 7, but do it after 9 o'clock at 303-832-7777 or go to Media Matters for America, or go to thinkprogress.now, or, I'm sorry, thinkprogress.org, or you can go to the DNC, I believe has something going. There are all kinds of organizations now that are getting involved in this and that are leaping into it. Former President Bill Clinton has now come out this morning for the first time and is saying that he believes that he requests of ABC that they change the content to take out the stuff that is not accurate, that they change that content, or that they don't run the program, one or the other. Now, that's a pretty heavy thing when you get a former president who weighs in on this. You've also got Madeleine Albright saying it and Sandy Berger saying it, and there are others saying it who are involved in the Clinton administration who say that it's not true. Richard Clark says it is not true. Ben Veniste, who is a 9/11 commissioner, said last night on Keith Olbermann that it does not stick to the facts, that there is a scene in particular in there in which they supposedly have Bin Laden surrounded in a house, and then for some reason or another they decide not to go after Bin Laden. Ben Veniste says the 9/11 commission report says nothing about that, and that never and never, never happened, and yet it's in the movie. And you know what? You probably realize that the movie is full of it. I probably realize that the movie is full of it. But, you know, you'd be shocked the amount of people out there who won't get that this is a docudrama. Because, after all, a CNN Gallup poll showed only as recently as yesterday that 43% of the people in this country believe that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. I find that shocking. I don't know if you find that weird or not. I mean, how is that possible when the FBI has said there's no link, when the 9/11 Commission has said there's no link, when George W. Bush has admitted publicly there's no link, and this scholastic information that they're sending to the high schools leads the high schoolers, in going over this stuff, leads them to believe that there's some kind of link there. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up. One line open at 303-713-7600, 831-29 before 9. Now, surely, Gina, you do not believe that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with 9/11?
No, I don't think I do.
You don't fall into that 43%?
I don't think so.
How could 43% of the people believe that's true?
I mean, I think he's a bad guy, and I'm glad that he's been taken out. But yeah, I don't know about the tie.
Well, you believe that there is or there isn't? I mean, obviously you believe that there isn't because there isn't, right?
Yeah, I don't. I've never seen any information that would lead me to believe that he was tied.
Yeah, despite what Dick Cheney says. Well, it's pretty well confirmed that Mahatma Atta had a meeting in Prague, Czechoslovakia, with an Iraq intelligence agent. Yeah, right. Meanwhile, it turns out that Mahatma Atta was in Florida or something. So
wow.
It never came about. Never happened. But it's amazing that 43% of this country believes 43% of this country believes that it did happen. 43%. You know what? At one point, a majority of people in this country believed that the hijackers on 9/11 were Iraqis.
Yeah, I could see how that would be confusing.
Yeah, how did that happen? Well, I guess if you say something often enough, people believe it. Just ask the administration. All right, what's going on with progressive traffic this morning?
Well, if you're in the tech center, I-25 or 225, we're packed, but still at high speeds. No major delays to worry about. Out of Boulder, though, the Turnpike, Cram now, Federal to Pecos, westbound Sheridan to Church Ranch. Also westbound into Boulder, we had a crash on the diagonal, and it has that tied up near J Road, so watch out for that. Sorry to say new delays, too, on I-25. We had a crash southbound south of Broadway, and on the opposite side, a two-car between Colorado and University, so that could definitely hold you up into downtown. Weather today, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and a high expected of 79. Right now it's 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Class is going on now. Learn from the best, Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and their experienced instructors want to help beginners as well as experienced riders. To register for classes, go to abateofcolo.org. That's abateofcolo.org.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Get progressive about your career. You'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 6106.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Check out a James Hardy Siding Center in Lone Tree, Lakewood, or Denver. For the location nearest you, call 1-866-3-HARDIE or visit jameshardysidingcenter.com. Save 10% when you schedule your siding replacement by September 30th. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thirty-six minutes past the hour. High today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And I've got the answer on how to deal with Channel 7 over this whole path to 9/11 mockudrama. You can call them at 303-832-7777 and then just say to them, look, I really like Mike Nelson. Mike Nelson is really a cool guy, because he is. But, you know, I highly object to you guys running this faulty docudrama. So you kind of do it that way, and then you don't have to be, you know, but don't call up there and be rude. I mean, that's not the way to make that happen. Let's go to Margaret in Columbine Valley. Margaret, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Am I there?
You're here.
There was a nasty beep and some static.
Well, you want me to do that again? I can try it again. There's no guarantee that you'll survive through it, but I can try it a second time.
No, let's avoid that.
All right.
I just wanted to say, let's call it what it is. It's not just misinformation. That sounds like, oops, they made a mistake. They made up lies, and they're publishing libels.
Well, I'm not going to say that because libel is very, very hard to prove in this society, and you're dealing with people who are public figures.
Mm-hmm.
So disinformation or misinformation, to me, would be a safer way to go. Accusing somebody flat out of slander and libel, that's up to Margaret Albright or Sandy Berger or Bill Clinton or whoever else is portrayed in this thing as deciding whether they want to go to court tonight or not and try to make that stick. But it's very, very hard to win a case like that.
Unfortunately, attempting to make a case like that simply publishes the libel further.
Well, I think the best thing to do is get in touch with ABC and just try to get them to keep from airing it. Thank you, Margaret. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
There's one thing that I haven't been hearing anyone mention regarding the ABC docudrama is that these people who put it together, Limbaugh's pals, the GOP, the neocons, these people are spitting on the ashes of 3,000 innocent people who died on 9/11/2001.
Well, it certainly is a disservice. You're right about that. It's not getting the truth out. You're absolutely correct. It's a disservice, and it's unpatriotic. I agree.
It is a travesty that this is happening and that we are not, like, picketing outside the studios of ABC or Disney World before Sunday, of course. We've got to stop these people from doing this. We've got to mobilize and let them know that the curtain of this puppet theater that is the Bush administration and the GOP and the neocons has been pulled up. We know what they're doing, and we're not going to stand for it.
Well, go to those websites that I've mentioned, or call Channel 7 and let them know.
I had sent my letter through the Center of American Progress last night. And can I mention something that I didn't mention, John Turk, about a meeting that's going on tonight?
Sure, go ahead.
It's for the World Can't Wait organization. They're meeting to prepare for the October 5th protest day to remove the Bush administration. Jump on the website at World Can't Wait, and it'll link you to where it's taking place. It's around 52nd and Wadsworth, where that protest group has been picketing and protesting the Iraq War. And the meeting is tonight at 7 p.m.
All right, my man, you got it.
Thank you, sir.
Sure, you bet anytime.
Bye.
Let's go to Nancy in Chicago. Nancy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to call and let you know that I had written to our local Chicago affiliate, and they responded back with, basically their canned and stock answers to people that are writing to our affiliates. This local affiliate, and I was factual. I didn't yell. I didn't call her names, nothing. I basically just laid out the facts that, where I came from. And she said that basically this docudrama was coming straight from the 9/11 Commission report, and it was not to be missed.
Yeah,
and
right.
I know, and it said that she was a station manager. And she also said that she would not censor a film based on hearsay spread through the Internet. And she also said that neither administration was blamed. And she also said that there was going to be a town hall meeting after the movie hosted by Charles Gibson. Now, basically what I'm saying here to her, she never really answered any questions, of course, and I think because they have to provide stock answers. And when we discussed what I talked about with this, taking it to the schools, and that this and that basically that they were going to go ahead and preach it to the schools. And
yeah, they were going to distribute it in the schools.
Yeah, distribute it in the schools. Well, basically, I said, the Lion King, I put in there, you know, the Lion King, a movie such as had Lion King that dealt with diversity and acceptance, but, you know, is not distributed freely in the schools. I know it's sort of a sideline issue, but I needed to say that. So why is this movie that isn't based on fact, you know, that, you know, is going to be distributed?
Yeah, the study guides are going to be distributed using misinformation.
So, you know, I guess I wanted just to let you know that the Chicago affiliate, you know, station.
That's WLS, my old employer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
let me tell you something. They're at State and Lake. They are excellent in manufacturing consent and talking about what the company wants them to talk about. So the response you got there doesn't surprise me at all.
It didn't surprise me. I think what interested me, though, and I got to give the devil her due, is that she did answer, because when I did send the letter to her, email to her, she responded back very quickly. Then I responded again to basically counterbalance, or at least to answer the situation with spreading the hearsay on the internet, and you need to see it for yourself and all that kind of garbage. But then I basically emailed back with our to answer her issue, and she responded back rather quickly and told me, now you need to take it to the national level. I can't help you any further.
Yeah, that's her name is Emily Barr.
I was going to say her name, and I didn't know if you were going to bleep me or not.
No, her name is Emily Barr. She's a very, 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 very nice woman. Very nice woman. Her name is Emily Barr. I, you know, used to talk to her in the elevator all the time.
So basically she's drunk the Kool-Aid then, huh?
Well, I mean, she's doing what she has to do. You know, I'm sure she's going to take your email, and I'm sure she's going to take other people's email, and I'm sure she's going to pass it up the line and go, look, I'm getting a response on a local level about this. She'll alert ABC. She's not going to ignore what you've sent, but she's going to carry the company line because, I mean, after all, that's what she gets paid to do.
And that's good to know. I think as far as her responding very quickly, I was impressed with that, and I emailed her back saying, thank you, this is all I asked.
Yeah, she does care. She's a caring human being and a caring person, and I'm not saying that the people working there, either at the WLS television or the radio, I'm not saying that they're not caring people. I mean, there are some people working in there who are not caring people. I could name names, but I won't, but she's not one of them. But what she'll do is she'll give you the company line of what they've been instructed to say, and then what she'll do is she'll pass the information up. But you know what? She is a really good person who does care about the people who work under her, and she has a good reputation in the business, and she's good people.
Good. And I just wanted to call and just basically share one answer that one affiliate had sent to a concerned ABC viewer. So hopefully, you know, I'm sure that others are going to get the same kind of answer. And what I find distressing is just this, what you call a mockudrama. I thought that's quite an interesting name for it. So
well, at least look at it this way. At least Emily Barr gave you an answer. I haven't even got an answer from Bob Iger, so I doubt I'll get one. But
really?
I'll hold my breath and see what happens.
Okay,
well, Nancy.
I love listening to you. We really miss you here in Chicago, of course. But don't miss the station. And come back to Chicago and visit sometime. Thank you.
I will. And you know what? I love it here. I still have friends in Chicago, tons of friends. But like I've said on the air numerous times, I wouldn't go through that kind of political oppression and brainwashing of working at 190 North State Street again ever in my career. Thanks, Nancy.
Exactly. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. It was horrible. Ugh. And I gave into a lot of it, too, you know, and I shouldn't have. 846, 14 away from 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about this path to 9/11 and the fact that ABC's joining together with the Scholastic Company to create a discussion guide for the classroom to urge high school teachers nationwide to encourage young students and families to watch this thing and then discuss it. And the study guide has tons of misinformation in it. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. You want to do something about this? You want to get involved? Go to thinkprogress.org. Go to Media Matters. Go to the Center for American Progress. Or you can call your local ABC affiliate after 9 o'clock at 303-832-7760. 77.
Thunder Mountain of Denver. See Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver. With the best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles. With approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver. Off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Visit E470.com. That's E470.com.
Randy Rhodes.
I like her fire, her spirit.
Hey, Randy, I love your show.
Hi, Randy. It's always good to talk to you.
I like the fact that she doesn't shut up for anybody.
So frustrated. I am so with you on this. You're dead on.
She makes me laugh. She's brutally honest.
And you are a goddess, and you are hot.
You are a goddess. We are not worthy.
Marry Randy.
So you the girl with that big voice I've been hearing so much about.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Attention men. You know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tab, or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels.
Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Behind the sun.
A little bit of the new Bob Dylan CD.
At the end of the rainbow.
Modern Times.
Life has already begun.
First number one CD in 30 years.
In the long hours of twilight.
Good morning, 8:53, 53 minutes before the hour. High today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up after 9 o'clock, open phones. We're talking about the path to 9/11 and also the Scholastic Company trying to put this stuff in the schools. And we go to Tony in Colorado Springs. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I find this extremely interesting, but nothing new. It's been going on around here for probably a good decade. And I remember when I first heard it, when our kids were going to start school out here, I thought, oh, that's absurd. They're not rewriting history, changing textbooks and everything. But proved to be true. With our oldest daughter, things were pretty much par for the course. But with our son, they changed the curriculum one year. And he brought home his books one day, and I was helping him with his science. And there was a very factual, technical question. I don't know, something like, you know, how salt made in the sea or something. The actual answer in the textbook was because God said so. And I couldn't believe it. So I started reading through the books, and I asked to see his history book. Started reading through his history books, and it was so miswritten, distorted. It was unbelievable. I went to the library. I got out actual, you know, history books in the library and compared the two and made our kids sit and look at the, compare the two histories so they could get the, you know, the accurate story on
it. Well, there's always been trouble down in the Springs, hasn't there?
Oh, absolutely, I think there is. But it's just, it's unreal to actually see them rewriting history and to know that they're going to have a whole generation brought up like this. It's like keep the kids in ignorance and you can beat them anything you want. It's very, very scary to do. So I'm very interested to see about this Scholastic guide to see if they're going to put that in the schools.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear from any teacher, and maybe I'll get an email or something that has received one of these 100,000 letters informing them of the miniseries and accompanying discussion guide, which is loaded with disinformation and conservative talking points. And I'd love to find out more about the Scholastic Company, and hopefully we will as people start to dig into this. Meanwhile, we've got to do what we can to stop this thing from running or at least get them to alter it. But, you know, even the ex-president of the United States has come forward and said that it should be altered. Bill Clinton has said that. I mean, everybody who's involved in that time period is weighing in. Richard Clark, I mean, all kinds of people talking about how false this thing is.
Oh, but it's unbelievable that the people will hear that and they'll still watch it. And this is the way it is. I mean, it's just like they'll buy into anything. And, yeah, I think it's absolutely scary, totally scary. You know, this is how you can see how people can actually follow leaders they shouldn't.
Well, maybe that explains one of the reasons why we're on the course we're on, because 43% of adults in this country still believe that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. Tony, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. According to an Associated Press story, in the heart of Dixie, it is the worst kind of insult for a Republican president to be compared to Ulysses S. Grant. But one Georgia woman who says she's been a Republican since birth says she thinks history will show President Bush to be the worst president since Grant, the hated symbol of the Union. Barbara Knight called Bush an embarrassment. And it seems she's not alone among Southern women in her feelings. That's not good news for Bush, who secured a second term in 2004, due in large part to support from 54% of Southern women who voted Democrat, Democrat John Kerry won the female vote nationally, but an Associated Press Ipsos poll finds that 3 out of 5 Southern women surveyed plan to vote for a Democrat in the midterm elections. Sandy Rubin of Macon, Georgia is one of them. She says she's turned off by the GOP's focus on such issues as gay marriage and abortion. How about that? Let's go to where are we headed here? Let's go to Matt in Greeley. Matt, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay.
Yes.
I used to listen to you on WLS 94.7 in Chicago.
Oh, man, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. I was young and hot-headed, and you were a lot more hot-headed back then, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just I've been listening to you this morning. I like to listen to you, even though I'm a conservative. And I'm kind of curious why you and a lot of liberals right now, because there's something that you don't agree with, you want to censor it.
That's not a matter of because we don't agree with it that we want to censor it. It's a matter of it contains scenes that never happened, and it contains information that never happened, and it contains things that are outright lies and do not hold up or bear scrutiny to the facts, and it's a misrepresentation to the American public to say that it follows the 9/11 Commission when there are things in there that 9/11 commissioners have said never, ever happened. So it's not a matter of censorship, it's a matter of accountability, and it's a matter...
Beat the summer heat with tickets to the coolest event of the year. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Direct from Russia, with 50 exquisite dancers and Tchaikovsky's most memorable music. Stay cool with Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
This week we're not doing legal math. We're focusing on punitive damages and drunk drivers. Car crashes by drunk drivers are usually the worst. They're also treated differently by the insurance company behind that drunk driver. Much differently. Here's what the insurance company will never tell you. Punitive damages can be assessed against drunk drivers. Punitive damages usually drive the regular damages. Punitive damages are not available in every car crash. They are available against drunk drivers who injure people. They won't tell you, but I will. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Not true this time. What you do know about punitive damages will help you. What you don't know will hurt you. Look, don't get hurt in the crash and then hurt again on the insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
Growth. The Majority Report. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Bush is taking up terrorism again this morning in a Georgia speech. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is covering and joins us live.
Giving his fourth terrorism speech in a week, President Bush says that 5 years after the attacks of 9/11, America is safer than it was then.
Yet 5 years after 9/11, America still faces determined enemies. And we will not be safe until those enemies are finally defeated.
Addressing a Georgia policy group, Mr. Bush spoke of the steps government has taken since 9/11, including his controversial program of wiretapping phone calls to and from suspected terrorists. And he called on Congress to quickly pass legislation approving that program. Live in Smyrna, Georgia, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
Well, Congress has begun weighing President Bush's plans for trying suspected terrorists at Guantanamo. Live to CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Top military lawyers told a House committee they support military tribunals for the terrorists, but the details aren't easy. General Scott Black, the judge advocate general of the Army, says a balance must be struck.
That will not only protect this great nation from those who are committed to destroy it, but that will simultaneously uphold the principles that distinguish this nation from those who attack it.
But divisions quickly emerged as the top lawyers for the Army, Navy, and Marines agreed there should not be coerced evidence or secret evidence the defendant can't see, both of which would be allowed under the president's plan. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The FCC is getting a two-month extension. A federal appeals court in New York granted the extra time so the FCC can decide whether four TV programs violated broadcast decency standards. Broadcasters are challenging the government over rules they say would subject them to big fines for even accidental broadcasts of expletives. Well, he's not doing it because he wants to, but Tony Blair has announced he will resign as Prime Minister within a year, but he won't circle a date on the calendar.
I'm not going to set a precise date now. I don't think that's right. I will do that at a future date, and I'll do it in the interest of the country. and depending on the circumstances of the time.
Well, this is the hour Israel lifts its air and sea blockade in Lebanon, live to Jerusalem, and CBS News correspondent Robert Berger.
After an eight-week siege, Israeli forces will withdraw from positions at Lebanon's air and sea ports. They'll be replaced by international forces, which have promised to cut off the supply of weapons from Syria and Iran to Hezbollah. Lifting the blockade is seen as a boost to the three-week-old ceasefire. Nick?
Well, Paris Hilton has been arrested in Hollywood on charges of drunk driving. Elliot Mintz is her spokesman.
She went through the same procedure that everybody else does when it was determined that she is obviously not a flight risk and she is not inebriated, and I offered to drive her home. They released her on her own without
this. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 57, the NASDAQ down 10. This is CBS News.
From being buying a home is more than the number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
Can't imagine making a purchase like that without having someone you can trust.
Somebody with integrity protecting you.
Ethics are crucial.
Honesty and dependability.
I can't call myself a realtor unless I complete ethics training.
Realtors commit to a strict code of ethics so you know you'll be treated honestly. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
They live and work by a code of ethics, and that was really important to me.
One good deed deserves another. That's why Western Union offers the Gold Card Rewards Program. It's free to enroll, and every time you use your gold card to send a qualifying transaction, you earn points towards cool stuff like watches, cameras, gift cards, and discounts on Western Union fees. There's even a $150 gift check reward. So enroll today in the Gold Card Rewards Program at a Western Union agent location and start earning rewards. Rewards subject to change. Gold card benefits earned on qualifying Western Union money transfer and quick collect transactions only. Visit a participating agent location for details and restrictions.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. There will be no Rocky Mountain Showdown for three CSU players. In fact, a nearly year-long investigation of forgery and fraud could land the senior Robert Herbert, freshman Micah Cruz, and Brian Abada in jail for a while.
This type of behavior is not tolerated in our program.
That's CSU Athletic Director, Associate Athletic Director Gary Ozello. The three players, two former players, and two CSU students are looking at felony charges involving forged checks and stolen credit cards. Jake Plummer agreeing to a plea deal for a road rage case back in April. The Bronco quarterback accusing of backing up into and kicking Littleton resident Doug Stone's vehicle. In the deal, Plummer agrees to pay Stone $26 for a license plate bracket. Attorney Harvey Steinberg says his client won't have to do that.
I promised that I would pay the $26 out of my own pocket.
Steinberg told telling us that he would keep the check off the Internet. Stone had mentioned that he planned to put it on eBay. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, it looks like we're in recovery for sure across the Front Range. All wrecks moved out of the way along I-25. So you have a straight shot northbound through the Tech Center and the bridges. Still a little stop and go into downtown 58 to Spear, Alameda to Lincoln. I-70 not doing too badly. Usual slowing near Brighton. Your Aurora Drive on 225 looks good. It's uneventful right now. Weather today...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
After 9 o'clock, if you want to call the local ABC affiliate here, you can do that to ask them not to air 9/11, path to 9/11. That's 303-832-7777, 303-832-7777. Be polite, be courteous, make your views known. And also you can go to the Center for American Progress, thinkprogress.org, and there's various other places around the Internet. You can even go to the ABC's website, and you can write them. And I'm getting some right-wing blowback, too, in the emails about this, and some of it's highly entertaining. Some of it's, pretty thought-provoking, but it's funny how they don't equate things. For instance, they never want to bring up the fact that the right wing in this country went absolutely crazy when the Ron and Nancy docudrama was going to run on CBS, and they pressured it off of CBS and onto Showtime. They never want to bring that up. And then, of course, how many hours did right-wing talk show hosts spend, at least in this town, going on and on and on and on and on about Jay Benish? Remember that? But yet they have very little or nothing to say about the 100,000 letters that were sent out to high school teachers about this miniseries with a discussion guide for the path to 9/11, resource sheets and discussion guides, which are filled with conservative talking points. But I guess that's okay. We may have that in the classroom, but, boy, if Jay Benish speaks out, then that's worth 3 or 4 good days of a talk show, isn't it? And by the right going crazy over this? They just seem to keep getting caught over and over again, and one of these days the American people are going to catch on. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I was listening to something on the news this morning, and I think you've already brought it up, at least according to John, about the interview with Katie Couric. Bush was saying that his hardest job as president is trying to tie Iraq to al-Qaeda or something like that.
Right.
I was just floored when I heard that. But the other thing that came up was, I think at 7 o'clock news, and I know you guys are fed by CBS, I was corrected on that by John, that with the new procedures for detainees, the statement was made that any facts that were gotten as a result of torture wouldn't be admitted. Isn't that kind of an admission that we torture, in spite of what Bush has said over and over and over again?
Well, I think everybody knows that we do, and I think everybody knows we were using waterboarding, and the administration fought as hard as they possibly could not to get any interference from any outside groups, and including Congress, over this whole thing.
What really bothers me, with the exception of Keith Olbermann, and it kind of reminds me of some of the stuff I've read about Merle, with some of the statements he's made, these so-called professional news organizations let this stuff go by. And they, not only that, they let misinformation go by. I mean, don't these reporters check their facts, or don't they question some of the stuff they're about to deliver on the news? I mean, it's amazing to me that even some insignificant things turn out to be big things in the long run. Misinformation is worse than no information at all. It just is.
Well, we discuss that every Tuesday, with the folks from Media Matters. Why this goes on, and why reporters don't follow through, and why they don't ask questions. And
I think it goes back. I hate to keep harping on this all the time. I think it goes back to education. I mean, I think people are. When I was in college, I took a couple courses in journalism. That wasn't my chosen field, but I remember stuff that about ethics and everything else. About making sure that you have your facts straight and things. I just don't see that anymore. And
I think a lot of people feel pretty much the same way.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very, very hard now to be able to tell what's entertainment and what's news, and why they don't ask the correct questions, and why they're allowed to skate. And I'm as frustrated with it as you are.
It's just making us dumber as a population.
Well, it's hurting the country.
We don't seem to care. I mean, a lot of us don't.
Well, I'm divided about that. I don't know whether we do care or we don't, because if you look at it, more and more polls indicate that people are angry about something, and that they're angry at their incumbents, and that they're angry at the president.
Well, I'll say one
thing. So it's got to be coming from someplace.
We don't turn it around in this next election, Jay. I think we all ought to move to California and secede, I can deal with President Schwarzenegger.
Well, I'll tell you something. My view is we will turn it around, and if by some chance we don't, then as far as I'm concerned, we just keep fighting until 08. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Okay, Jay. Bye.
All right. Yeah, I don't ever believe in giving in, and I believe we will turn it around in November. You just got to get active in whatever way you possibly can. No, let's go to Eric in Centennial. Eric, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how are you this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I just wanted to say that I'm, like, angered by this ABC thing. I just don't understand how this can go forward the way that it is.
Well, it can go forward because they... If they want to run it, they can. I mean, you got all these people weighing in against it. You've got us doing it. I mean, you've got, when I say us, I mean you, me, and everybody else who's listening and everybody around the country who's responding. Plus, you got former President Bill Clinton. You got Madeleine Albright. You got Sandy Berger. You got Bruce Lindsay. I mean, you got a whole host of people coming forward, Richard Vincent. I mean, you got a whole group of people coming forward and saying that it's wrong, it's flawed, it's not good, it should be changed. And I guess they'll have to do what they feel they'll have to do.
I just think it's horribly hypocritical that with the student guides that are going out, that all we've heard for, I don't know how many years, as long as I've known, that you hear about the liberal indoctrination of the school system, and that's what the kids are learning, and then you get things like this. I just don't understand.
Well, the liberal indoctrination of the school system and all of that that's going on, that's nothing but a smokescreen for
right.
what they really want to do, which is privatize. That's really what they want to do. I mean... They can't come forward and say to the American public flat out that they want to privatize. But that's what they really want to do. I mean, Rick O'Donnell, for instance, running against Ed Perlmutter, is not going to say flat out that he wants to privatize the schools, but he would like to privatize Social Security. He would like to privatize the schools, I'm sure. And look at the woman that Bush just appointed to the Transportation Department. Her whole idea on how to run roads and how to run freeways and is to have toll roads and privatization. I mean, that's what these people want. They want privatization so their friends can make money. But what they do is instead of coming forward and telling you that flat out, they couch it in other language.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really what they want. They want privatization.
I've got one more thing. I think that in the spirit of wordplay and wordsmithing, I guess, if I can make up a word myself, is that we should say now that Keith Olbermann has gravitas for all the things that he's doing now.
He's the man.
He is the man.
You know, he's the man. I never miss him. I never, 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 never miss him. All right, Eric, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. We should try to get him on this show. We really should. I wonder if he'd do it. One line open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Russ in Lakewood. Russ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. Just two quick things. Didn't want to tie up the phone long. But, you know, I think personally that Americans voted for George Bush at least the first time around based on personality. And I think that there was one other world leader in the past that got voted in based on personality. His name was Adolf Hitler. And there was another time period where a country tried to influence kids and rewrite history, and that was the Hitler Youth. And if you look at it, I think there's some serious similarities between, you know, what's going on in the United States today with, Nazi Germany, say, just prior to World War II in, like, 1938.
Well, you know what, I don't totally agree with that. Here's a couple of reasons why. One, I assume the 2000 election. I mean, I just feel like the 2000 election was stolen. Okay, that the Supreme Court gave it to this guy. That's one. Then two, in 2004, Kerry ran a bad campaign. There was a voter suppression and hanky panky on the part of the GOP, particularly in the state of Ohio, and Kerry also reacted badly to the Swift Boat attacks. So that lended into it, and I don't think that you can compare George W. Bush to Adolf Hitler. I think what you can say is he's a bad president. And you know what? He's not the first, even if he were the first guy that was elected because they liked his personality. You know, the old televised debate story about John Kennedy and Richard Nixon, where Nixon sweated on camera and looked bad, and Kennedy looked young and youthful. A lot of people, a lot of historians argue that that helped Kennedy beat Nixon. So you can take that for what it's worth. Russ, have a good day. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9. One line open at 303-713-7600. And it's open phones, anything you want to talk about. If you want to call your local ABC affiliate here in Denver about this path to 9/11, the number's 303-832-7777. Or you can go to various websites around the web. Go to Center for American Progress. Go to thinkprogress.org. Go to Media Matters. And you can check out any of those places. And they've all got campaigns going to get in contact with the Walt Disney Company and ABC over this flawed docudrama, Path to 9/11, and their attempt with Scholastic to put this stuff...
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000, and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Rebuild on most cars and light trucks.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Love. lost John sitting on a railroad track. Something's out of whack. Blues this morning falling down like hail.
A little bit of Bob Dylan's new CD, Modern Times. His first number one CD in 30 years. High today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms, AM 760. Progressive Talk, it's open phones, anything you want to talk about, we'll get into. And let's hit back to the phones. We'll go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hey, good. Hey, this is what's really cool about, you know, shows like yours right now. You know, if ABC airs this, and it's not accurate, this is nothing but propaganda that they're putting on there. And, you know, I think if they air it, I will, you know, personally try not to watch ABC ever again, you know?
Well, I think they're going to air it, but I think we got a good chance of getting it changed and getting the content changed. And I think it's all we're asking is that they just take out the fictitious scenes and deal, you know, deal with the truth.
And, you know, I'm kind of disappointed in the Democrats right now. You know, we have a good chance to pick up Congress, you know, and, you know, you don't think it's going to be a fight to do that? And Bush is coming out with this national security stuff now. And I have not heard one Democrat say anything about, you know, it was just a few months ago that President Bush was ready to turn over our ports to a Dubai company.
Well, you must not be paying much attention then, because Howard Dean has been virtually all over the TV talking about it.
I'd like to hear more than that.
Not about Dubai, but about national security.
Right.
So has Jane Harman has been on.
Right.
So has Nancy Pelosi. So has Richard Durbin. So has Max Cleland. There have been a ton of Democrats on talking.
That's good, but don't you think that should come up? Don't you think that was important that he was willing to turn over our ports to a Muslim country? You know?
No, I think it's a much larger area to cover, which is the fact
right.
that here we are coming into 5 years later, and that nothing that the 9/11 Commission has recommended that this administration has done.
And then we got Tony Blair that's going to resign now. You know, that's a show that that everything's in turmoil over in England. You know, did you hear about that?
Well, yeah, but that's the English problem. They're going to have to deal with that.
He was our biggest ally in this war, you know. I just think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a drag out fight. I think we will take over Congress if, you know, we stick together and fight this out, you know. And I think this is the most important election of my lifetime, you know.
Well, I agree with you on that. I think we do, and we all need to make sure we get to the polls, and we need to work for the candidates of our choice.
And one more information, one more thing, you know, the Denver area is the lead, you know, the on foreclosures, we're the highest in the nation. And do you think that, don't you think this could come out that Bobray is with an ex-banker? Why would he care about that, you know?
Well, I think it's something valid that ought to be asked of him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're leading the nation in foreclosures. Why is that, you know?
Well, he's a banker, he ought to know, so maybe we should ask him about his take on the economy and how he reacts to that.
Hey, man, stick in there. I think we're going to take over Congress, buddy.
Well, I hope so, Robert. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you too. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
See ya. Let's go to Bonnie in the Springs. Bonnie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Can you? I just finished a book called See No Evil by Robert Baer, whose premise is basically that part of 9/11 was due to the dismantling of the CIA's ability to do what they need to do, starting with Reagan, going through Bush Sr., and also including Bill Clinton. And I just wanted to know if you knew anything of that and if you agreed or what you thought of that.
Yeah, I think it was pretty much downsized and downscaled in a lot of ways. And also, at the time of 9/11, our eyes were focused elsewhere, and particularly with we were stuck in this situation between Iran and we really weren't paying attention much to what was going on with Iraq. But I got to go back to the, you know, to the whole Susskind book, the 1% solution, and I got to go back to the whole reports of that the CIA did send a briefer down there that to Crawford, Texas, that George W. Bush was and other members of his cabinet were warned about an impending attack, and that Osama bin Laden was determined to do it, and that he basically blew it off and ignored it.
Right. Oh, definitely. And I remember that also. This bothered me a little bit because it seemed like, you know, this has been going on for quite a while, according to Bear. The CIA has been weakened and weakened and weakened in their ability to gather information, and some of it was political, all the way going back to Reagan, but also including a little bit of Bill Clinton, who I, you know, voted for and believed in, and I just wanted to know. I don't know what this new, the past 9/11, I don't really know what it's about, but is that something that we would object to?
Well, I mean, they bill it as being taken from the 9/11 commission, and it's
right.
not, and it's got fictitious scenes in it that never happened, and it more or less affixes the blame or tries to shift the blame off on 9/11 onto the Clinton administration while whitewashing Bush's hand in it.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
So it's inaccurate. And, you know, the other thing is that this whole 9/11, this whole Iraqi situation with the weapons of mass destruction, the CIA got dumped on over that.
Right.
And that was not their fault. That was the administration's fault.
Right.
That was Dick Cheney's fault. That was Scooter Libby's fault.
Right.
And the CIA was forced to take a fall over that, and then that's not right.
Right. No, it's appalling what's gone on. I totally believe that Bush has done, and his administration have done more damage to the United States. It's going to take a while for us to even correct it all, even if we do gain more power and can take power away from them. It's going to be a while before we dig ourselves out of this.
Oh, I think it's going to take a long time to reverse what's gone down, but it can be done, and we can do it. And coming up in less than 60, you know, coming up in a little bit more than 60 days, we've got a chance to do something.
Well, I'm becoming much more involved than I ever was in my previous lives, and I that's why I'm doing so much reading, and I am going to become more actively involved. So
well, if you live down there in the Springs, go give Jay Fawcett a hand.
Yes, definitely. I've already got, they called me just the other day, and I volunteered. So
good for you.
Yeah, so, but thank you so much, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, I appreciate you being out there. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you later. Yep, we got to get involved. Whatever you can do, whatever time you can spare, whatever little bit of cash you can scrape together, give it to the candidate of your choice. That's what Mary and I are doing. And there are four congressional races. There's five races going on that I'm really, really hot on. Perlmutter O'Donnell, Pachoni Musgrave, Winter Tancredo, Fawcett Lamborn, and also Lieberman and Lamont. And by the way, Joe Lieberman has taken millions and millions of dollars in GOP campaign money. You want to know something else I've never said anything on the air about? I've never said a word about this, ever on the air. I've just been kind of sitting and holding this information. And maybe I'll go into this a little bit further next week. But you know, Ken Salazar, by refusing to back away from Joseph Lieberman, is technically violating Democratic Party state rules. Because he holds a position on the Central Committee, or the Executive Council, or whatever. I don't have it in front of me. And the rules that I have forbids you from supporting a candidate from any other party. And it doesn't say whether it's in Colorado or it's in Connecticut. And somebody should bring that to Mr. Salazar's attention, that he's violating the state party rules. So 9:31, 29 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Gina Michaels.
Hey, well, we're back to normal around the city. No wrecks, no delays, just a little slow I-25 through downtown, not a big deal. 225 looks great through the Tech Center, I-70 eastbound, back to normal near I-25. Crews are pulling out the orange cones, however. On surface streets, you're going to run into the usual holdup, Arapahoe and I-25, Colorado Boulevard at Hamden today, and Quebec at Alameda. Weather, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms.
The voice of Deep Purple, and to many, the voice of rock and roll. Coors Light Live presents Ian Gillan. Ian Gillan, live in a rare concert appearance September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Off an
imitated, never duplicated. Ian Gillan in his first solo tour of the United States.
A rare and up-close evening with one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time. Ian Gillan singing his own solo material and classics from Deep Purple.
Celebrate a lifetime of rock and roll with Ian Gillan, September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com or 303-830-TIXS. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Vision made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, a little Bobby Dylan from his Modern Times CD. First number one CD in 30 years.
If it keep on raining, the living gonna break.
High today, 77 under partly sunny skies with thunderstorms. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. We will have some guests sprinkled in. We've got the two guys on coming up tomorrow who wrote the book about Karl Rove the architect. And they'll talk about George Bush's alleged anti-Semitic comments and other things. And we've got them on and some other guests, but it'll mostly be 4 hours of whatever it is that you want to talk about. All right. As I said, the phones are open, and it's anything you want to get on. If you want to call Channel 7 and you want to tell them how you feel about them running the path to 9/11, the skewed path to 9/11, you can call 303-832-7777, or you can go to thinkprogress.org, or you can go to the Center for American Progress, or the DNC website, and they're all running mail-in campaigns to Walt Disney and ABC to encourage them to change it, and or either that or just not run it. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just have two quick comments and a question. I wanted to say I'm glad to hear, you mentioned yesterday that we're on the same page as far as just say no to Katie Couric, Rush Limbaugh combo.
Right. I won't be seeing that. There's no question.
Right on. I agree. And my other comment is, as far as this mockudrama, I think that this is personally, just part of this. I don't know if it's a too strong a word to call it a conspiracy, but it's a campaign to blur the distinction between news and entertainment. You know what I mean? And this has been disturbing me for a long time. It's kind of like I've noticed that, every once in a while, just to check him out, I'll flip on Sean Hannity, and at the beginning of his intro or whatever, he'll introduce his show as the best, the hardest hitting, most comprehensive news and information on the air. And I always think, news? Wait a minute, you're not a journalist, you're not an anchor. Who the hell, what are you doing saying that you're giving people news? It's not news. And that this really disturbs me. And this docudrama, to call something a docudrama, that gives them the out to where they don't have any obligation to put in 90% documentary and 10% drama, or vice versa. You know what I mean? So they're free to put in as much made up crap as they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree. I agree 100%. I believe the lines are blurred. They're getting more blurred all the time. Your point about Hannity is absolutely correct. Hannity's job is to defend the GOP, come
right,
hell or high water, and that's where he stands. And everything the president does is okay with Sean Hannity. And a docudrama is basically a fictional account based on the idea of real events, but in reality, what it is, it's basically a leash to lie about things that go down. That's basically about what it is.
But I have one question about something that maybe you can help clarify for me, and it's interesting that you had a couple callers back, a guy bring up this deal, the port deal with the United Arab Emirates, and when that whole thing blew up, I remember some people bringing up the question: okay, are the United Arab Emirates? Can we really consider them an ally in the war on terror? And are these guys our friends? And some people brought up this account, if I remember correctly, that at one point. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that some people had brought up this story that at one point we had an opportunity to get Osama bin Laden, but we couldn't do so because he was meeting with members of the United Arab Emirates, so we couldn't touch him. And I'm wondering, is that the event that they're depicting?
No, no,
oh.
No. The event they're depicting is where they're within feet of a house that Osama is supposedly supposed to be in. And for whatever the reason is, the Clinton administration calls it off. And this part has Sandy Berger in it. And Berger, Bruce Lindsay, Madeleine Albright, Clinton, and numerous other people involved say that never happened.
Okay, well, I just wanted to... Yeah, and I did go to thinkprogress.org, and I signed on to that email. So I'm also going to call Channel 7, because I just don't agree with this. I don't agree with them putting on anything. This whole deal, Bush coming out with these speeches every day, pummeling us for the
right.
last 4 days. There's something going on here, and I don't like it.
Well, what's going on is they realize where they stand in the polls. They realize that the people in this country are angry. They realize that people in this country are onto them, and they got a lot to answer for in wake of 9/11. And what will end up happening on Monday is we'll have, and I asked this question in the first hour of the show this morning, and you can hear it back on podcast at am760.net, what kind of coverage you'd like to see of 9/11. Would you like it to be investigative? Would you like it to be commemorative? What would you like to see? And it's likely going to be mostly commemorative, and it's likely going to be mostly visual images of what happened that day, and a lot of sadness, and a lot of that kind of stuff. And the administration will seek and will do the best they possibly can to capitalize on that emotion, to help them out in, you know, the war on terror, quote-unquote, as they call it, and trying to fold the events of that day into what's going on in Iraq. But there will be very, very, very little critical questions asked as to, for instance, why is Osama bin Laden still at large and what happened there? Why was the president read that presidential public briefing memo at his ranch in Crawford and told repeatedly and about bin Laden's desire to attack in the United States and nothing was done? Why did John Ashcroft of the president's, the attorney general say he didn't want to hear about Osama bin Laden anymore? I mean, all of that stuff is never, ever, ever going to be asked. And maybe a few people will step forward and maybe a few people will say, well, we had a 9/11 commission and it was a 9/11 commission that the White House largely fought. They fought having Condoleezza Rice appear before them. They finally gave in and agreed to both. And the recommendations that the 9/11 commission came out with, virtually none of it that I know of, has been acted upon. And so most right-thinking Americans would raise their hand and would ask questions of this administration and this Congress, which is controlled by one party, both branches. Why haven't you done anything? And, you know, that's basically what we're dealing with. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about, but you're not going to get that on Monday. Now, you might get it a little bit on Tuesday, you might get it on Wednesday, but you're not going to get it on Monday. People are going to be busy seeing images of the towers falling down again, and you're going to have all of that instead of having a critical, sober assessment of where the hell we stand.
Well, I agree with one of your previous callers who said it dishonors their memory by politicizing this and using it for to keep their hold on the power in this country. You know,
they've been using it since it happened.
Yep, they sure have, and it's been working so far. But Monday, I'll be listening to you like I do every day.
So. All right, pal, you got it. Hey, take care, Ron.
Thanks. You too.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Luckily over to Telluride, so keep that in mind on your drive around Aurora today. As far as weather goes, partly cloudy, some scattered storms developing this afternoon, a high around 80, cloudy tonight with scattered showers continuing, low 51, partly cloudy, more scattered showers tomorrow, and cooler, a high of only 71, and cool temps for Saturday, too, right now at 63. Rick Morgan, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches?
Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Jens, Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
As I walked out tonight in the mystic garden, the wounded flowers were dangling from the vine.
Bob Dylan.
I was passing by young.
From his album Modern Times, number one this week. First number one in 30 years. High today 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phones. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. If you want to call Channel 7 and tell them how you feel about them running the path to 9/11, you can do so at 303-832-7777 or go to one of the many websites such as thinkprogressnow.org or the Center for American Progress or Media Matters, and they all have letter-writing campaigns going on. Let's go to Kathy in Highlands Ranch. Kathy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Hey, I was listening to you earlier talk about the movie Path to 9/11, or the docudrama, as they call it, in the connection with ABC and Scholastic News. And so I was doing a little bit of research trying to contact Scholastic News because I actually love their magazines. I have a kid. It was in the sixth grade last year, and when she would bring those home, I really look forward to reading them because they were very factual, right on the money. They do not sugarcoat stuff. So anyway, I got online, and I checked out Media Matters connection to them, and I did call the 1-800 number, but those folks there were unaware of the situation. I don't think it hurts to call them, but I got an email address that might be more helpful, and then also I got a phone number to the editors. It's actually the communications department in New York. If you're interested, can I pass that along?
Absolutely.
Okay, the email address is news@scholastic.com, and the phone number that I found was online was 1-212-343-6424. And the gal I spoke with at that New York office was highly aware of what was going on, and she said she wasn't taking comments but referred me to the email. But I still don't think it would hurt to give her a call and let her know that there's a lot of us out here. And it sounded like she had been getting tons of calls already. So anyway, I just
wanted to give that number again, the call.
Sure. It's area code 212-343-6424. And again, the email is news@scholastic.com. And I guess where I'm coming from with it and what I told her was I respect their publication a ton. They've done some great pieces. They profiled kids, you know, 10 and 11-year-olds in Iraq, talked about how their life really is there. They've written, you know, lots of pieces about how WMDs were never found in Iraq. They really lay it out there. And I've said, you know, my husband and I talk about this, I'm totally shocked that the extreme right wing has not just jumped all over Scholastic News because they are very factual and on top of it. So I guess I'm encouraging them to do, you know, continue the same way of doing business and to really check into their study guide, apparently, that they're doing online. Just another item, too, that I found out is if you want to view the study line or the study guide, it is not up yet, but you can find it at scholastic.com under teacher lessons. And hopefully it'll be there, you know, before this weekend. They did say they usually have those things online, and apparently that's how the teachers can access it if they're going to use it.
I'll definitely like to have a look at that.
Yeah, I thought it'd be kind of interesting, too. So anyway, I just wanted to pass that along, and thank you so much for getting the word out.
Oh, Kathy, thank you for helping out.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Here's Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Just to let you know that when I called ABC this morning, the first couple of times it was busy, so people are calling. But when I called them, what I told them was is I thought the it was basically inaccurate and propaganda, and that if they showed it, I would boycott anyone that advertised on ABC and would encourage anyone else to do the same. You got to hit them in the pocketbook. That's
I disagree. I disagree with that 100%. Disagree with that 100%. Because what you're doing is that by doing that is you're victimizing the people who not only advertise and have employees, but you're also victimizing the employees who work at Channel 7, from everybody from the people in the sales department to the people in the technical department to the nice people like Mike Nelson, who have nothing to do with the decisions about whether to run or not to run those programs. And so you're inflicting damage on innocent people where there's no damage should be inflicted, where the responsibility for this extends with management and also at the corporate level, and those are the people who make the decisions. Why would you hurt people who have basically nothing to do with it?
Well, unfortunately, you're right. Innocent people will be affected, but unfortunately, the only way to get corporate America to listen is to affect them financially. So.
Yeah, but you're affecting innocent people. Why would you hurt? Why would you? In other words, if I worked there and my job was to edit film, or put video together, or drive a truck for them, or work on the street as a reporter, or work in the office doing the billing or whatever. Why would you reach out and want to hurt me? What input do I have over what they show?
Well, it's not actually directed at the.
No, but you are hurting those people. Why would you want to hurt those people?
I don't. But it's not directed at those people. It's directed at the advertisers.
Well, yeah, but why would you want to hurt? First of all, the show is commercial free. That's number one. There are no advertisers.
Right.
Second of all,
the advertisers, ABC would be out of business.
Why would you want to hurt particularly local advertisers who would advertise on that television station and hurt them and hurt their employees? Why would you want to hurt innocent people who have nothing to do with the making of this nor the decision to run it? It's misdirected energy, and you're hurting people who are innocent victims. They have no control over it. It'd be like going after me or hurting me over something that Clear Channel does, in which I have no control over. Why would you want to hurt me?
I wouldn't, but...
Well, you would be if you followed through with your idea. That's exactly what you're doing. And those people have mortgages to make. They've got mouths to feed. They've got insurance bills to pay. I mean, they're trying to get through life just like you're trying to get through life. So why would you make their lives difficult?
Well, because it's the only option.
It's not the only option.
Effective.
No, it's not the only option. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not. It's not the only. It's not.
Economic impact to them showing it, then there'll be an incentive for them not to.
You want to know something? It isn't the only course of action. And the correct course of action is to make your feelings known both to them locally and to make your feelings known both on the corporate level. And if they get enough people who object enough, and who raise enough of a ruckus, they will rethink the situation. But to turn around and to harm innocent people who are just trying to make it through life the best way that they possibly can, you know what?
How many innocent people are going to be harmed if
that's
they show it?
You know what? Only thing that's going to happen if they show it is people are going to be misinformed.
Right.
But you know what? You got a guy working there though, or a woman working there who is trying to raise kids and is trying to make it through everyday life. And what you're talking about doing is you're talking about hurting them of valuable resources, which is employment and a paycheck.
About boycotting their
advertising. Yeah. You know what?
Goodbye.
Yeah, you're full of it. Goodbye to you too. You don't want to show any respect? Fine, don't show any respect. You're full of it too, pal. You're full of it too. And that whole attitude of this is the only option and this is all we can do and blah, 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 you know? I mean, it's ridiculous. Here's Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Kev, you're on.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, I was wondering what you thought of all this Valerie Plame, Joe Wilson lying stuff now going on.
On the part of who?
Well, everybody. The reports out from the Washington Post, editorial.
Well, the editorial by the Washington Post was misguided. Apparently, they don't read their own newsroom dispatches on the case.
So Joe Wilson didn't lie?
No, he didn't lie.
And Richard Armitage wasn't the true leaker?
No, Richard Armitage was the true leaker.
Why did he just sit by for 2 years and not say anything when everybody was going after Rove and Libby?
Well, why should he?
Because he knew what the true leaker was. It was himself.
Well, why should he? Where who says he? I mean, you're asking me to assess the you know, the makeup of somebody who I don't know. I mean, I don't know why he would sit there and not say anything. Probably because he didn't want to get caught. Why would you shut up and not admit to something?
Yeah, but this whole time you guys are sitting there saying that Rove was the problem.
Well, he was
the problem.
Rove wasn't the problem. Yes, he
was
the
problem.
Yes, he was.
The problem.
Yes, he was the problem.
Rove,
you know what?
Wrong.
You know what? I'm telling you something. If you want to equate yourself with the case, Rove leaked her name. Schooner Libby leaked her name. Armitage leaked her name. The fact of the matter is, Schooner Libby is in trouble for lying to a grand jury, and Rove, according to Matt Clark of Time Magazine, leaked his name. So get your frickin' facts straight. Thank God this show's done.
Key Equipment Finance reminds listeners that one of the best ways to convince a teenager not to drink and drive is by setting a good example. The good news is you don't have to be a movie star or a sports hero to qualify as a role model. Please, help today's youth gain a sense of positive and responsible behavior. Teach teens about the dangers of drinking and driving, and as an adult, provide a good example for them to follow. This is from Key Equipment Finance in Superior. Again, that's Key Equipment Finance. They're working toward a safer community.
Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It actually works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-
To you, motorcycle.